this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. and China have been trading insults as their tariff dispute deepens and global financial markets tremble. As of this morning, a 104% U.S. levy on Chinese imports is in effect. This comes after China slapped an additional 34% tariff on American products on top of the already steep tariffs it imposes on U.S. imports. President Trump says time for China to make a deal with the U.S.
After first saying there would be no negotiations to reduce the Trump tariffs, the White House now says the president's willing to talk.
To countries around the world, bring us your best offers and he will listen.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says as many as 70 nations want to negotiate with the U.S. following last week's unveiling of reciprocal tariffs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The IRS has agreed to share taxpayer data with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the goal to speed the deportation of illegal aliens. The IRS commissioner, the acting commissioner, reportedly resigning over the move. President Trump says it's high time to put King Coal back on the throne. He's pushing for a revival of America's coal industry.
The value of untapped coal in our country is 100 times greater than the value of all the gold at Fort Knox, and we're going to unleash it and make America rich and powerful again.
Mr. Trump touts coal as an affordable, reliable, and with today's technology, a clean source of energy. He signed an executive order that, among other things, loosens some environmental rules that discourage the use of coal. Rescuers continue searching through the rubble of a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. Yesterday's roof collapse killed at least 98 people, including a provincial governor and two former Major League Baseball players. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 249 points. NASDAQ futures 5 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If healthcare is complicated, it doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800 the number 4 relief, 804 relief for Relief Factor.
5.
Good Wednesday morning, hump day. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the 3s starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
Had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway about 5:30. It's now on the shoulder outer loop near the interchange there at I-95. So right there from College Park, coming over from the ramp area just around the BW Parkway and up through that area. A little bit slow early, but everything is back off the roadway. Several things locally. Franklin Boulevard, a wreck very close to the bridge at I-90. Make that 795. And it is actually on Franklin Boulevard, so not on 795. And also in the last 20 minutes or so, city police had a couple of accidents. Harford Road at Echodale Avenue up on the northeast side. 28th Street at Sisson Street. That's on 28th Street right before the bridge at the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm brings us some rain tomorrow through the rest of the week. Today, another day of sunshine. 55 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 58, and widespread rain Friday, 56, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 28 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Johns Hopkins University says around a dozen international students have had their visas revoked. According to JHU, the F-1 visa records were terminated by the government through the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. As a visa sponsor, the university has taken required steps to inform students of the terminations, and support services are being provided to the affected students. Democrat members of Maryland's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to detail the repercussions of newly announced tariffs on the Port of Baltimore. Lawmakers have sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick demanding answers about the costs for the American consumer and the potential impact on major ports, industries, and workforces. Baltimore City Police say four people have been arrested on stolen auto and burglary charges, three of the suspects juveniles. On Sunday evening, police were notified that a license plate reader got a hit on a stolen car, and they were able to find the vehicle with the help of the Foxtrot Aviation Unit. And Baltimore Police have now released surveillance images of the suspects wanted in connection with a quadruple shooting at Greenmount and Venable Avenues on March 29th. Three men between the ages of 18 and 60 were injured in the afternoon shooting, along with a 57-year-old woman. Metro Crime Stopper says there is a reward of up to $4,000 for information leading to felony charges and an arrest in the case. Lottery numbers from last night, you pick 3, 872, pick 4, 6965, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the news not really great all the way around for the Birds last night as they dropped Game 2 of the series against the Diamondbacks. 4-3 was the final. First, it was Charlie Morton weaving in and out of trouble early on. But tied at 2 in the 5th, the Diamondbacks broke through.
Josh Naylor came up in the first. Base is loaded, no outs, and hit into a double play.
Naylor down the line. Yeah. And it's in the corner. Hampson scores. Here's Pavin Smith. Josh Naylor gives the Diamondbacks the lead.
And it was a lead they would not relinquish. Courtesy of Diamondbacks TV, Naylor's two-run double, the decisive blow as the Birds managed only four hits in a 4-3 loss. The bigger blow potential came after the game when manager Brandon Hyde delivered the news on starter Zach Eflin.
It's back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week. And then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing, kind of back, him getting back throwing at that point.
The dreaded lat strain, the same thing that sidelined Grayson Rodriguez for a while last year. That news came to the Birds during the game. No word yet on who would replace Eflin. Brandon Young would be a logical replacement as he's already on the 40-man roster. Tough news, tough night last night for the Birds. More on the Orioles coming up in 30 minutes, and what a game last night at United Stadium. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Stars Spangled Banner, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Oh, Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, April 9, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Here's top stories coming up here on this hour. Democrats passing a bill limiting ICE, and all the while when the Rachel Morin alleged murder trial is underway. Just incredible timing there. The DHS Secretary Kristi Noem on the border. But our top story here today is the Maryland GOP, the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and others, including Marylanders, reacting to the recent budget session of the Maryland General Insane Asylum and the largest tax increase in Maryland history.
Maryland's largest tax increase we've ever had in our state's history.
At some point, Marylanders cannot afford the taxes in this state.
At some point. Are we at that point? Yeah, that is the question. Delegate Mark Fisher asking another pertinent question.
You have to say to yourself, how much more can we take?
So how much more can we take? Well, apparently we haven't hit rock bottom yet because people are still voting. Progressive Marxists in office in Baltimore City and in the state of Maryland.
Are they not connecting the dots? I mean, I don't get it, truly. If we are the third highest taxed state in the entire country, what do you suppose that says for people entering the state and people leaving the state over the next decade?
Yeah, that's individual income tax, so we've got that study coming up in just a second. But you're absolutely right, Bruce, on that. And, of course, what's being pointed out by Delegate Fisher is that the recent General Insane Asylum has declared a war on your car.
The majority party has decided to wage war on cars. Clearly, that's what you've done. And when you have a war on cars, you also have a war on the middle class, because that's who drives the cars.
What's he talking about? $5 per tire tax, raising the vehicle excise tax from 6 to 6.5%, implementing a rental car excise tax, double certificate of title fees, accelerate the phase-in of vehicle registration fee increases, alter the definition of historic vehicle to pre-1999 models, and an emissions fee increase from $14 to $30. And he has a question for Governor Moore.
And I don't understand how the governor of Maryland can actually sign a bill to say you're waging war on the middle class, waging war on cars, and at the same time saying you're not getting a tax increase.
Yeah, really. I mean, that in and of itself will just wipe out any kind of tax cut you think you're getting from Governor Moore at all. But here's the thing. These are the guys that have declared war on cars. Moore and the progressive Marxists want to get rid of the internal combustion engine by 2035. They don't want it even sold in the state. Now, I guess they'll tolerate you operating one in the state for the time being. And what's going to happen to all the gas stations in Maryland, et cetera? I mean, yesterday President Trump was unleashing American energy and King Coal. And here we go. We've got a real difference between ideological difference between the two parties. We have the Democrats who want to kill fossil fuels completely, and the Republicans who want to keep it all around as long as we need it. And we do need it right now.
Yeah. There's a difference between the parties, indeed. 613, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes. A man who actually doesn't care if there's a difference between the parties because he likes to go to all parties. Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, and if I have to, I can walk.
Yeah, what the heck?
Ain't taking my gas car away, I'm going to tell you that. Ain't happening. Northbound 83, Baltimore County Fire, said they were heading out to an accident somewhere between Middletown Road and the ramps up around York Road. That's all we have right now. I've been looking, have not seen an impact yet, waiting to see here in the camera at Middletown Road if the equipment is actually going to respond on the northbound side. Had the accident earlier, Baltimore County, Franklin Boulevard, right at 795. Earlier wreck in the city, couple of wrecks, 28th Street near the JFX, Hartford Road at Echodale Avenue, and the Capitol Beltway had an issue early on the outer loop at I-95. The vehicles are on the shoulder, but that's a busy area between College Park and New Hampshire Avenue, so some early backups there at the busy interchange right there at the south end of 95.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be sunny today with a high of 55 down at the low tonight in the low to mid 40s. I got in the car this morning, it was 28. Wow. Scattered showers
and move in. That's Kelvin.
Yeah, move in tomorrow throughout throughout the day. 58, and then widespread rain is expected on Friday with a high of 56.
That so, could change your voice.
Yeah, it certainly could. Speaking of which, it's 28 right now in Columbia and 28 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Elon Musk has announced a crackdown on parody accounts on X.
What is that?
You know, any kind of parody account on, formerly Twitter, X, the social media platform.
What is a parody account?
A parody account is somebody that is posing as somebody else.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Or is, parodizing somebody else. It could be. There are a lot of ones that are making parodies of him.
Got it.
Yeah, that might probably as well.
Oh, a parody account.
Yes, a parody.
All right.
Sits on a branch and goes,
Yeah, I heard parody, Got it,
Elon says the parody accounts are spreading falsehoods and misinformation that takes away from the real accounts that are spreading
false information. Right. Yes.
I was unaware of this. Elton John and Madonna had buried the hatchet and ended their 23-year-long celebrity feud.
I didn't know they had one.
I didn't know they had one either. I don't know how it started.
But I'm so glad it's over.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if Elton and Madonna can make peace, then there's hope for Ukraine and Russia.
Oh, yes.
Israel and Hamas and Elon and Peter Navarro.
Well, that's a reach.
Okay. Between those two. High-tech think tanks are asking the question, can artificial intelligence replace politicians? At this stage, I think an unplugged toaster could replace the House Republicans.
It's not a difficult task.
Can you program an AI to lie?
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, how do you do that? I mean, that's how do you selectively lie so that people would believe it?
I'm sure there's some way to do it, or they could, obviously evolve into that too.
If they can do that, they can do it.
That could be the real thing. A new study claiming that having a dog or cat can boost your well-being as much as having a spouse.
What if you have both?
Yeah. Well, Chuck disagrees.
And dogs.
Chuck disagrees. He says you only have to take your wife out once a week.
Yes. You got to be kidding. She's from 21208. Where the hell do you think I'm at?
A Nevada man has been arrested after cops raided his home and seized seven tigers. Some of them, he says, he actually got from TV's Joe Exotic. Remember him?
Yeah, sure.
Of all the things you could get from Joe Exotic, the tigers might be the least dangerous to your health, I would think. He's still in jail, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's still in jail.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. Very.
See that story about the actual boat? Somebody figured out exactly what kind of boat that was for Gilligan's Island. Said it had a range of 45 miles.
Yes.
So, how the hell do you get lost?
I'm capable of getting lost pretty much within a mile and a half.
There are a lot of people.
You can't make it out of Owings Mills. What are you talking
about? Yes, I know.
You'd be surprised how many people that buy boats, that have boats, cannot navigate or captain their boats.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of people do not take boating lessons.
Ask Charlie Whitrock about that sometime when you see him.
Yes, we remember that. Hey, some sad news. I've known the Bricks for a long time. Victor and Lynn Brick. Going way back into the 80s, you might know them from Brick Bodies, for the physical fitness gym. They lost their daughter, Vicky, who was the CEO of the company, to ovarian cancer recently.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, just a real shame. She was on a Facebook post, they said, Vicky was a cherished daughter and a loving mother, wife, and sister. She was an innovator, a leader, and an inspiration to everyone she knew. Her dedication and contribution to the Brick Bodies brand had helped shape us into the clubs you know and love today. And if I remember correctly, I think Vicky was an athlete. I think she played at University of Maryland. May have played basketball there, if I remember correctly. So our condolences and sympathies to Victor and Lynn Brick on the loss of their daughter, Vicky.
Beautiful girl.
Yes, and a nice person, too. Absolutely. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 619. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So here's the question. Delegate Mark Fisher says, how much is it going to take? How much is enough? So that's my question to you this morning. Have you had enough of, the Democrats running the show? And again, it's a supermajority. It's really sort of like a kingdom now. it's not so much as we have elections that matter anymore. And so, look, the Democrats are going to take as much power as you give them. The problem is, I saw an interesting tweet yesterday or post on X by the former Governor Ehrlich, in which he was saying, look, how do we take this back? How do we win this? And he was talking about you start at the grassroots level. You have to focus on some key races to the point where, remember the drive for five?
Yep.
That's how you kind of have to do it. You have to start small, think small, and then just build on each successive election cycle. If you start to try to think you can get the whole thing back at one fell swoop, you probably aren't going to be successful. But my question is, who's going to lead us out of the desert? Who's going to be that person that leads us out of the desert here in the state of Maryland? It's not going to be lockdown Larry Hogan. We know that. Former Governor Ehrlich is not coming back to relaunch his political career. That's not going to happen either.
No.
So we reached out recently to Dan Cox. Unfortunately, had a personal
family situation.
Yeah, that I don't want to go into, but that and hopefully he'll join us again in the very near future. So Andy Harris, you know, he's now heading up the Freedom Caucus and at the federal level, at the congressional level.
I think he's comfortable at the federal level.
Yeah, I do. I think it's always he's a congressional member of Congress. So again, who is going to be the person in the state of Maryland that will help lead us out of the wilderness? That is the question. So, and if you had
it, could be very well be Rod Carson. Rod Carson when he comes. Yeah.
Could be who?
Rob Carson.
Oh, Rob Carson. Yeah. Well, he's moving to D.C. So.
Oh, I see.
He won't be living in Maryland.
Oh. Uh-huh.
All right, 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh, my gosh. I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I saw the fire department going north on 83. They were north of Middletown Road, and I haven't seen anything since. I've been looking up at York Road, up around the state line, so just waiting for an update. Apparently, some vehicle is reported possibly off the roadway northbound on 83 through there. If you're on the Beltway, Catonsville side, there's an accident on the ramp, but it's off to the right side, Interloop, as you're exiting at Edmondson Avenue. It's not going to be a problem at all. The outer loop is not looking at it, but the outer loop already is backed up to 795 down through Frederick Road. Delays already, nothing major, but already backing up and slowing southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, 55 for the high. It's 30 right now in the city, 28 in Reisterstown. And we are asking the question, who is going to lead the GOP out of the wilderness? Have you had enough? Let me give you the latest tax, highest, lowest tax burdens per state in the United States. And Maryland right now, third. Highest in individual income tax rate.
Isn't that swell?
Third highest. That's only going to get worse based on the current legislation that passed and will be signed by Governor Moore. We're ninth overall in the country. We're third behind New York and California. number one and number two, individual income tax. And look how big those states are. New York, much bigger than Maryland. California makes us look like, you know,
a higher rate than New Jersey, than Massachusetts.
Yep.
Boy.
Yeah. So that's where we are today. And, the Democrats are, you know, they're living life high on the hog. And here, of course, is Governor Moore with Senate President Bill Ferguson.
At a time when the White House seems more interested in carving out space for billionaire tax cuts than helping regular people, Maryland is mobilizing in support of our workers and in support of our middle-class families.
These actions were necessary and essential to stabilize our state's finances while safeguarding the critical services that many vulnerable Marylanders absolutely rely on.
Yeah. Well, again, it's all about the safety net, so says Speaker Adrienne Jones. Calling her the speaker is somewhat of an oxymoron based on her struggle with the English language sometimes.
In the face of catastrophic cuts from the Trump administration, we passed a budget that solves our immediate fiscal challenges and creates a safety net that we can withstand the fallout from Trump's economic malpractice.
Oh. And it's on a piece of paper. It's right in front of you.
Yeah,
reverse it once.
It's tough. It's why we don't hear that much of her, I'll tell you the truth. And then, of course, so it's Moore, it's Ferguson, it's Jones. It's all Trump's fault. Orange man. But look, again, the structural deficit happened before Trump even got into office. This commitment to the blueprint, to the red line, to nowhere, to this ridiculous Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022, this getting rid of, we're not going to sell gas-guzzling cars in the state anymore in 2035, all was not had anything to do with Donald Trump. Senator Steve Hershey was asked that question by Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost. Is it Trump's fault?
The Trump administration is not to blame here. We've been saying for many years that Maryland has been over-reliant on federal government and the jobs associated with that.
Yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. That's your economy here in Maryland, because we've driven a lot of the real businesses out of the state. Our business is the federal government. That's our main export.
Yeah,
employees to the federal government.
And let me once again be the canary in the coal mine here and note that if indeed Donald Trump does what they're proposing, which is to move some of these federal departments out of Washington, D.C., you're going to have employees leaving with those departments. You're going to have a change in the tax base, a smaller tax base, potentially because federal workers do earn pretty good money, a lower income tax base, and then all what they've done to kind of put this together is going to all fall apart.
Well, to make it even worse, this 3% tech tax, which we still don't know the details as to, and it's going to be determined by Comptroller Learman down the road at some point, I would think hopefully before July 1st.
That's representative.
Did you know the carve-outs they did for AI and quantum and cyber security? Do you know where they apply to?
No.
Just two jurisdictions in the state of Maryland. One in Prince George's County and the other at College Park and University of Maryland. That's it. That's the only carve-outs. There are no carve-outs for any other businesses in the tech sector. Just those. And, of course, University of Maryland is, again, a state, a funded agency, a entity, rather. So, again, this is just more of the same.
Not even Montgomery County?
Not at this point. So it's that's and how much more can we take? That is a question Delegate Mark Fisher is asking. You can certainly respond 410-922-6680. Going through the names here as for Republicans, I'll hit you up with the names. You say whether you think they're going to be able to lead us out of the wilderness here, former Governor Ehrlich.
Yeah, I think he could.
He could, but yeah. I don't think he wants to.
Well, I don't know if he's inclined. He can. You know who could potentially do it? His wife,
Kendall.
Kendall.
I don't think Kendall wants to do it. But then again, we can certainly get him on the phone and ask him. Lockdown Larry Hogan?
Not a chance.
Yeah, but he's still interested.
But he does not represent the Republican Party.
Delegate, former gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox?
Potentially, depending on how he is at going from jurisdiction to jurisdiction raising money. Right.
We got some of the names we'll share with you on the other side of the news here.
Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, weather's changing right now. It's important to ensure that that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And the hot weather is going to be here soon. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem on the border. News headlines, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Bolton police have released the surveillance images of the suspects wanted in connection with a quadruple shooting at Greenmount and Venable Avenues on March 29th. Three men between the ages of 18 and 60 were injured in the afternoon shooting, along with a 57-year-old woman. Metro Crime Stopper says there is a reward of up to $4,000 for information leading to felony charges and an arrest in the case. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, Maryland AG Anthony Brown, police, the DEA, and Monsey are expected to announce the takedown of drug trafficking organization today. Officials say the organization has been connected to violence and fentanyl overdoses in South Baltimore. The announcement is scheduled to take place at 2 p.m. at the Curtis Bay Rec Center on Filbert Street. The press conference will be live streamed on the mayor's Facebook page and Charm TV Baltimore. Johns Hopkins University says around a dozen international students have had their visas revoked. According to JHU, the F-1 visa records were terminated by the government through the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System of ICE. As a visa sponsor, the university has taken required steps to inform those students of the terminations and are providing support services to the affected students. University officials say they have received no information about the basis for the revocation, and they have no indication that they are associated with the free expression activities on campus. And finally, Democrat members of Maryland's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to detail the repercussions of newly announced tariffs on the Port of Baltimore. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 872. Your pick 4-6-9-6-5. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're in Annapolis, and we just looked at the ramp at I-97 at Route 32, and now we're at Ritchie Highway and in the area at the Seven River Bridge, and all is well through there. We'll take a quick swing over here to the Bay Bridge. Yep, everybody's in good shape coming out of Stevensville, headed west across the main span. Traffic eastbound is clear, so far, so good through there. Another hour or so, we'll start to see some backing on I-97 southbound. Typical ride on the Beltway. Yep, already backed up 795 to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels right now, 6:35 in the morning. 895 is backed up to Pulaski Highway and beyond. 95 very quickly is starting to back up towards Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm brings us some rain tomorrow through the rest of the week. Today, another day of sunshine, 55 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 58, and widespread rain Friday, 56, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, things started out well for the Birds last night in Arizona, but by the time the game was over, Baltimore received a double dose of tough news. We'll pick it up in the first inning. O's at the bat, walk, single, hit by pitch, bases loaded, nobody out.
And you got to deal with Cedric Mullins here with one out.
Mullins attacks the first pitch, dinks it into right field, brings in Rutschman. O'Hearn's coming around. Carroll's throw is cut off. Ready for the changeup. He laced it through the right side, and once more, it's a first inning outburst for the O's.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mullins' two-run single gave the Birds a 2-0 lead. Orioles starter Charlie Morton weaved his way in and out of trouble, but trouble finally caught up with him in the thing.
Josh Naylor came up with the first. Base loaded, no outs, and hit into a double play.
Naylor down the line, and it's in the corner. Hampson scores. Here's Pavin Smith. Josh Naylor gives the Diamondbacks the lead.
That one courtesy of Diamondbacks TV. Naylor's two-run double made it 4-2 Arizona, and the Birds could muster only four hits overall as they fall to the Diamondbacks 4-3 the final. After the game, the other shoe dropped. Manager Brandon Hyde on starter Zach Eflin.
We got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing kind of back, him get back throwing at that point.
After the game, of course, that bad news. The only consistent Orioles starter with three straight quality starts with the same type of injury that knocked out Grayson Rodriguez last year for the final 2 months. As far as the next starter is concerned for the Orioles, it looks like it could be Brandon Young from the minors. He's had two starts at AAA Norfolk. He's already on the 40-man roster. NBA news. Put this one in the what have you done for me lately category. It's pretty shocking. The Denver Nuggets fired head coach Michael Malone just days before the end of the regular season. And just 2 years after the Nuggets won the NBA championship. Malone has Baltimore ties. He was a point guard for Loyola University from 1989 to 1993. Men's lacrosse last night at Towson. What a game this was. Five ties, five lead changes. The Tigers' Owen Scott, a true freshman out of Calvert Hall, scored with 1 second to play in regulation to tie it and then scored in double overtime to win. 13-12, Towson over Loyola. It was the Tigers' fifth straight win. Towson now 6-5 on the season. The Greyhounds fall to 1-10. By the way, for Loyola, Mason Cook, a sophomore out of Loyola Blakefield, his first career hat trick. The time now is 6:37 when we return a bonanza for Monumental Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Bonanza, by the way, used to be one of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
I loved it.
You identify with Michael Landon. You look in the mirror and say, that's Michael Landon right there.
Yeah, I could. I definitely identify with him. But yeah, I loved it. And you know what? I still love Westerns to today.
Yeah.
I love the Western shows, 1883, 1923, Yellowstone.
The next sequel was 1944.
Is it really?
Yes.
When is that coming out?
2 years, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
And he has another series coming out, by the way. What's the series called? I just saw it.
He has Landman.
He doesn't know. Landman's terrific. No, have you seen it?
Yeah. A new series is going to premiere this coming fall. I'll have to check that. I can't remember. It sounded like another good one.
I just finished 1923, by the way. You know, it's sad. I mean, a lot of that is sad. It's not like a feel-good, happy show
all
the
time. No,
it
really isn't.
But anyway, the bonanza that I'm talking about is the ratings for Monumental Sports.
Yes.
The Ovi chase, the game where he tied the record against the Blackhawks at home, set a record in terms of Monumental Sports viewership. I mean, the numbers that they outpaced ABC, NBC, CBS by was unbelievable. And then, of course, Ovi goes on and gets the record against the Islanders. But yeah, people are tuning in 39% plus this year over year, in D.C. and Baltimore watching Capitals hockey on Monumental.
There was a significant Baltimore audience there as well.
Significant, and that's why we cover them, because a lot of people love them.
Okay, great. Thanks, Gary.
You
appreciate it. 6:39:21 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Christy Noem, I was interviewed a couple of days ago on exactly how inhumane this administration is in putting people in cages and separating mommies and daddies from their little darlings. And she said, look, I'm okay with how we're doing things right now.
We've got detention facilities across the country, and they're specific ones that are built specifically for families if they are detained. But remember, everybody has an option. They have an option to be here legally or illegally, and they can self-deport as well.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to remember, is they do have the capacity for saying, I don't want to be caught up in the entire system and be prevented from coming back into the country forever and ever. I think it's time to head back, and we'll go ahead and apply and be here legally and see if we can't do things through the current rules.
We've set up a system and a website where people who are here illegally right now can register, and they can choose to go home on their own and keep their families united. Well, the kids do have a choice. If they have parents, they make a choice to keep their families together if they want to, or not. If parents make a decision to leave their children behind, then that's a choice that they made as a family.
Now, this is velvet glove and steel fist. And it is actually, I think, a particularly good move to have a soft female voice in this situation saying, yeah, people make choices.
Yeah, but there she was at the border yesterday posing with a semi-automatic firearm and with a camo vest and the whole nine yards. And she was getting a lot of criticism for that. It's, you know, Mayorkas, yeah, you want to make sure there's a stark contrast between Mayorkas and Kristi. Let me tell you something. Kristi Noem can shoot.
Yes.
She is a hunter. She can actually handle a firearm, much like unlike some of the others. Remember Tim Walz? Remember Tampon Tim?
Shotgun. Oh my God! I thought just don't look down the barrels. Don't look down the barrels. All right, so no one went on to say that. Look, families in the U.S. get separated too. Yes, it's never comfortable. It's never nice. But if you break the law, you're breaking the law with the understanding that that may have an impact on your familial structure and on your ability to stay with your children.
When Americans break the law and they have consequences or face a situation, they're separated from their families too. I don't believe we should prioritize people from other countries above Americans.
Yeah, pretty simple. We should not prioritize people from other countries over Americans. If you break the law in America, you may be put in jail, or you may be removed from that jurisdiction in one fashion or another. And your family may stay or may not. You may get to see your kids again, or you may not.
We're going to keep them there till the whole world gets the message that this isn't Joe Biden's world anymore. This is President Donald Trump's country, where we have a border, where we have laws, and it applies equally to everybody. I think that is what is so refreshing, is that we're not picking and choosing winners and losers anymore. Americans have to live by the law. So do those who come to this country. You have to come here legally or there will be consequences.
Now time for today's uncomfortable image. Here's Liawatha, yes, Elizabeth Warren.
For me, I'm the daughter of a janitor. My mom worked the phones at Sears, and it was my second grade teacher, Mrs. Lee, who gathered me up into her ample bosom, and whispered to me, Miss Betsy, you could be a teacher, and it changed my life.
Yeah, okay.
Look at Kristen's face.
You know, if a teacher were to gather you up into her ample bosom today, that would be a reason for an arrest. Sorry, you don't do that.
The juxtaposition of the ample bosom comment to Chuck Whitaker, I just got to tell you,
yes,
it's a moment of brilliance.
we were caught at this stuff.
My fourth grade math teacher, oh my God, I just had a flashback.
Really? What was his name?
No. I'm not going to say the names. I ain't getting in any trouble.
Yeah, I don't think the statute hasn't run out.
I ran into her 4 or 5 years later, and it was still very nice.
All right, very good.
Oh, see, 4 or 5 years later, so when you were in seventh grade. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
God, I hate you. You know. Son of a bitch. Well, I mean, it's all right. You wait till June 20th. I'll fry your ass.
Southbound 95, I was just inquiring why we were backed up to Rossville Boulevard and the King Avenue Bridge. Well, then I went south of the Beltway, and here's a wreck in the right center lane. A couple of vehicles were involved. Roadblock is there. Room to get by to the right, room to get by to the left. But, I mean, they're right in the dead center of this thing. So that's the problem. If you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard, you're backed up way before the Beltway. Then you get a little break, and then guess what? You run right into the backup from both the Harbor Tunnels. With no incidents today, we're already backed up to the city-county line on 95, and 895 is pretty much already backed up to Moravia Road. So big backup here, and then we have another big delay, 25 minutes already, without any incidents going into the Harbor Tunnels. They're trying to get some of these vehicles out of the center of the roadway here on 95. We'll come back, of course, and revisit on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Weather Channel says sunny and 55 today, back down to low mid-40s tonight, and then the rains move in tomorrow through Friday. Right now 31 in Pasadena. Hard to say the freeze warning, but yeah, there it is in Maryland in April. And it's 31 in Edgewater. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the
food and beverage industry
and beverage world. Public service for our listeners.
Stacey Bruce.
In the name of the of the teacher's pet, Butterball Johnson.
Fatty McFatFat.
I'm not talking to him the rest of the show.
Taco Bell testing a twist of its discontinued beefy crunch burrito, calling it the Flamin' Hot Burrito.
So they got inventory left over?
Yeah. Popeyes goes full pickle with the debut of its new limited-time pickle menu featuring pickle glaze. Yes, can I have one pickle glaze, please? Fried pickles and pickle lemonade. Would you try it?
No.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Remember yesterday we did Reese's, selling the peanut butter and jelly Reese's cups?
Yep.
Well, there's more to that. They're selling Reese's chocolatey bread to go with their Reese's peanut butter and jelly cups. And
well, you put the cups between two slices?
I guess you can buy it in a jar. You know how they make the Reese's peanut butter cup in a jar?
Yeah.
You can now get the Reese's PBJ in a jar and then put chocolate bread. So you have kind of a bigger Reese's peanut butter cup. They sold out. They sold out online.
Did they really?
Yeah. So people actually wanted that. KFC is in the Philippines. I don't know if it's going to make it here or not, but they've debuted the new salted caramel craze flavor. That's right. Salted caramel flavored fried chicken.
All right. Well, you know, in this country, we have chicken and waffles. So I would think, and that's part of that.
Yeah, but that's the chicken syrup that you put on the waffles.
Yeah, but you have maple syrup on top of it. So you got the, you know, the sweet and the savory there, I suppose. Yeah.
Hidden Valley Ranch, which is really should just be the Hidden Valley Ranch original flavor, but now they've branched out all different kinds of flavors. Blue Cheese Ranch, Kickin' Cajun Blackened Ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be good.
Cilantro Lime Ranch, Cracked Pepper Ranch, Sweet Barbecue Ranch, Garlic Ranch Seasoning, and my favorite, the Creamy Jalapeno Ranch Seasoning.
What about the Bunny Ranch?
Yes. Knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I just knew.
I figured.
I might order a case of that.
You lead him down the path, and he goes there, folks.
Oh, now you too. Okay, now I'm not going to talk to you either.
No, I'm just saying. That was a setup.
Nah, yeah, of course, yeah, it was a setup. The whole damn show's a setup.
You should be familiar with that. Oh, I'm sorry. They call it a sting. Little Caesars. Little Caesars. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those days, Chuck.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm not talking to you.
I see.
Little Caesars bringing back pretzel crust pizza with a cheesy upgrade as well. Finally, never to say Maryland is late to the game. You know, Delaware was the first state to name the Orange Crush as its official drink. Huh. But the Orange Crush originated, I think it was in Ocean City, at some bar down there, Harborside Bar, whatever. And so this year, we finally got off our duffs, and Delegate Wayne Hartman of Wicomico, Worcester Counties, he said the very last minute, around 5 o'clock on Monday before signing die, they named the Orange Crush as the official state cocktail.
Isn't that nice?
Personally, I like the Grapefruit Crush better. But the Orange Crush is the official state.
I don't think I've had that.
You like the Grapefruit Crush, too? I make a mean Grapefruit Crush, Chris. I'll have to bring in one of my batches one day for you. People swear about my grapefruit crushes.
Well, okay. Yeah.
They call it a, it's a Boeing crush because you drink one, you take off.
So, okay.
Yeah.
People swear by it. He takes it into court with him instead of a book to buy. You know,
that's right. Good stuff, though. All fresh squeezed grapefruit.
I have a quick update.
Secret recipe of mine.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Quick update.
The accident 95 south after the Beltway is on the shoulder now, and that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you
for that illuminating update. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's illuminating. And the sun's up. It's all right.
And that flashback to your third grade teacher who is still with us.
It was 11th grade.
11th grade,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sweating profusely at the moment thinking about it.
See you in a couple. 6:50, don't forget the best morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble page brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman. I do want to remind you that Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, is going to sell your home and do it faster and more efficiently and get you that asking price and do it within days. I mean, a lot of folks that contacted Vinny, well, ton of testimonials in our book here of people that their home languished on the market for, you know, weeks, months, up to one full year in one listener's testimonial. That's not going to happen once you list with Vinny. Once you both sit down and agree on asking price, time frame, after all the particulars are sorted out, you sign on the contracted line right there on the dotted line, your home is sold. That's a guarantee that Vinny makes, because if your home doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it, pays you in cash. He's got all sorts of programs that can help sell your home, trade in your home program, the fixer-upper program, the sell your home, stay in your home to 12 months. The best one, though, of course, is the guarantee, because he's got a database, tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Coming up, right after 7 o'clock this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A little bit of a dust up between Elon Musk and Navarro, calling each other names. Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi, an amazing cut that there was from back in 1996. Wait till you hear what she had to say about tariffs and about the Chinese in 1996, because you talk about consistency, you say Nancy Pelosi, you're going to have trouble getting them all in one paragraph. Also, the tariff debate, and hands off, more on that.
Yeah. By the way, on back to the Kristi Noem story on the border yesterday, the Trump administration is about ready to really ratchet up the pressure on illegal aliens. For those that are caught in this country, if they don't self-deport, they're going to be fined $1,000 per day for refusing to leave, and they'll face property seizures. And the legal protection for over 900,000 migrants has now also been revoked as well, that temporary protected status.
Right.
So he's really ratcheting up the pressure now. You better self-deport, otherwise you're going to lose whatever property you think you might own, and or you're going to be fined up to a $1,000 per day because you broke into this country and violated our laws. And so that's ill-gotten gains. Anything after that was obtained illegally.
6:53, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a vehicle fire, or actually the remains of it, doesn't appear to be too serious, northbound 83. It's at the ramp at Shawan Road, so it's actually at the end of the ramp where you come on to 83 north from Shawan. So it's well off to the sides in the painted out area, and the traffic northbound is getting by. I just want to give you a heads up for that. The incident south on 95 after the Beltway in Rosedale, now on the shoulder,
Lanes are open. Could still be a little bit slow there as you're coming down from White Marsh to the Beltway. 695, yep, already with the normal delays, especially on the Parkville side and coming down the west side from 795. And as we mentioned earlier, both the tunnels already southbound without any major problems, backed up with 25 to 30-minute delays already, backed up towards the area of the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says it's sunny and eventually warmer today, 55. A chilly start to the morning. Right now, 30 in Laurel, 31 in Glen Burnie. So we did some review of the Maryland Journal Insane Asylum regarding the immigration bills, the anti-ICE bills. There were two of them. Only one of them passed. That is the one, the sensitive places. So now ICE will not be able to go into hospitals, schools, churches, etc., without a specific warrant. So if there is an illegal alien, you know, that the same that allegedly murdered Rachel Morin, and they flee into a church or a hospital, ICE won't be able to go after them. So that's thank you, Democrats. But the good news is the 287G program has been kept in place.
Well, wait a minute. Now, federal law supersedes state law.
Well, it could be certainly challenged, and it probably will be challenged at some point.
You're telling Tom Holman, sorry, you have a violent illegal alien on the other side of that wall, but you're prevented from using the door to walk in and put him in handcuffs?
Yeah, well, up in Boston, they had one on the other, this side of the wall, outside the courtroom, and they arrested him, and then a judge held the ICE Border Patrol agents in contempt. That one's still playing out in Boston. So Sheriff Gaylor, Harford County, says, I want to thank all Harford County residents, everyone across Maryland who got involved and contacted members of the General Assembly in an effort to save our partnership program with the federal government to remove criminal, illegal immigrants from our community. And he said, thank you very much, and thank you to Sheriff Gaylor for leading the charge on that. Meanwhile, we have a man detained by ICE. Amid investigation of the Charles County woman's suspicious disappearance, 23-year-old woman hasn't been seen since March 31st, and her boyfriend was in the country illegally. He's now vamoosed, as they say. He is on the run. And then just recently we have had three, Edwin Portillo, Hector Munoz, and Junior Ibanez, all 19 years of age, of Baltimore, recently arrested for auto theft and other related charges. We're still trying to ascertain their legal status. And all of this is happening, these passing of these bills, or the Democrats putting these bills out, while the alleged murderer of Rachel Morin is on trial in Harford County. And brutal yesterday. Here is Randolph Rice. He's an attorney for the family. It was a really tough day for the Morin family yesterday when graphic images, photographs, and descriptions of Rachel's injuries on the day she was murdered.
The injuries that we saw on Rachel, I mean, she was killed five times over today when they showed those photographs, and you could see just how brutal this murder was.
According to the medical examiner, Dr. Zabalula Ali, he said in 23 years of performing autopsies, Morin's injuries stood out due to the sheer number of injuries. Ali told the jury that images he took of her body between 8 and 10 hours after her death showed nearly every inch of her body covered in scrapes and bruises, fractured nose, fractured skull, fractured ribs, 6-by-6-inch gash in the back of her head so deep that her skull could be seen. Ali said that Morin fought back against her attacker but was likely strangled and hit over the head between 10 and 15 times. Presumably with a rock, and then she likely lost consciousness when he then brutally raped her. And you Democrats down in Annapolis, are you tone deaf? Do you not care? Do you not pay attention to the news? Randolph Rice says the next step in this trial will be the DNA evidence.
Well, that's the crux of the state's case here. But you've also got, remember, you also got the data on his phone, so that's going to be very important. The digital forensics, they're going to talk about what he was searching on his phone after this murder.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's one of the, I guess, maybe Democrats down there just don't pay attention to the news, but then they do because when there's news about high skyrocketing electric costs, they try to adjust that with some, you know, screwy two rebates a year or whatever the case may be. So they are paying attention to the news. So it can't be that they're ignorant. It must be that they don't care. They just don't care about what happens to the residents of Maryland. Dan Cox put something on X the other day because, you know, he represents Tammy Nobles, the mother of Kayla Hamilton, who was also brutally raped and murdered, strangled by an MS-13 gangbanger here in the state of Maryland. Where they want to release these people back out on the streets. They don't want to cooperate with ICE. And they want to release them right back out on the streets. So the only conclusion I can draw from all of this, if you're not ignorant, and I'm not saying there's a lot of people down there are not stupid. They're very smart people in Annapolis. They just don't care.
I think they're in a bubble. I think the bubble, their reality says that Maryland is in favor of my position. I think that when Marylanders step back and look at what the position, look, silence is consent. And so the position of the Democrats, if they're silent on this kind of stuff, they say it's perfectly okay. It's within bounds for this to happen. I don't think it is.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From fiery rhetoric to an AI video insulting American workers, China lashing out at the U.S. over President Trump's tariff hikes. And never mind that China's been doing the same thing to the U.S. for years, along with non-tariff restrictions on American imports. And through it all, President Trump is standing firm.
The president defends his newly launched trade war, claiming the tariffs are bringing $2 billion into the U.S. every day, and dozens of nations want to negotiate.
Right now, Japan is flying here to make a deal. South Korea is flying here to make a deal, and others are flying here.
Even though some economists have warned of higher prices, the president slapped another 50% tariff on Chinese goods, raising the combined total to 104% against China. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Does the Trump tariff strategy threaten Republican unity on Capitol Hill?
In a Senate hearing and interviews with reporters this week, Republican skepticism of President Donald Trump's agenda reached a level unseen since he won the GOP presidential nomination last year. While GOP lawmakers made sure to direct their concern at Trump's aides and advisors, it still amounted to a rare Republican break from the president. Lawmakers are worried about warnings that the plans could lead to a recession.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett, Mr. Trump insisting the short-term pain, the markets have been having a tough go of it lately, will lead to long-term gain if we hang in there. The president says America is awash in coal and should take advantage of that natural resource to power its future. He's rolling back federal regulations that hinder the use of coal. The nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic has claimed at least 98 lives, and search crews continue hunting for survivors in the rubble. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 171 points, but NASDAQ futures are now up 81 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The world is spiraling out of control. Financial markets are extremely volatile. Global conflicts are escalating and inflation is everywhere. How do you protect yourself when everything's uncertain? The answer is gold. Specifically, the 2025 1-ounce Gold Eagle in flawless NGCMS 70 condition from Global Coin. It's a lifeline in these chaotic times. A rock-solid asset that has outperformed for millennia. Call 888-800-1045 right now to lock in this stunning coin for dealer cost. Just $3,199. Free shipping. No sales tax. Secure this tangible asset you can hold today. The first 100 callers get a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle. Two U.S. minted legal tender coins to shield you from the storm. Global Coin stands by you with a 30-day return policy because your security matters. Go to globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045 today. They're knowledgeable, professional, and trustworthy. No gimmicks, just incredible coins at incredible prices. 888-800-1045. Call before it's too late.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
All right, so, yes, thank you. The 95 south of White Marsh down to the Beltway improved. The earlier problem was south of there at the Kenwood Avenue Bridge. All of that is gone. The backup is gone as well. But up ahead, you're going to hit the heavy traffic. Everybody's moving, but it's slow again today going into both the harbor tunnels. Just look, 895 is open. Fort McHenry Tunnel is open, and everything is running okay. Parkville side of the Beltway is clear. Looking at another area here, might be a little suspicious here on the outer loop south of Liberty Road, because down at I-70 and around Security Boulevard, not a lot of traffic in that area right now. So that usually indicates that there's something backed up right there after Liberty Road. Of course, we have the construction area. Anything there that happens would have no shoulder available. That's what I'm thinking is going on. We're backed up from that point at Liberty back to 795. We'll be checking on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm brings us some rain tomorrow through the rest of the week. Today, another day of sunshine, 55 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 58, and widespread rain Friday, 56, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 25 degrees. Hunt Valley has 30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Democrat members of Maryland's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to detail the repercussions of newly announced tariffs on the port of Baltimore. The lawmakers have sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick demanding answers about the costs for the American consumer and the potential impact on major ports, industries, and workplaces. Baltimore City Police say four people have been arrested on stolen auto and burglary charges. Three of the suspects, juveniles. On Sunday evening, police were notified that a license plate reader got a hit on a stolen car, and they were able to find the vehicle with the help of the Foxtrot Aviation Unit. When officers arrived at the 500 block of Hoffman Street, the occupants bailed. Police say a 14-year-old girl, two 17-year-old boys, and a 19-year-old woman fled into a vacant office, and officers were able to take them custody. The 14-year-old and 17-year-old suspects were taken to juvenile booking. The 19-year-old was taken to central booking. It's a 7:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, it's a Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds got off to a hot start last night, taking a 2-0 lead on a Cedric Mullins two-run first-inning single. But the trials and tribulations continued for Orioles starter Charlie Morton, this time in the fifth.
Josh Naylor came up with the first, bases loaded, no outs, and hit into a double play.
Naylor down the line! Yeah. And it's in the corner! Hampson scores! Here's Pavin Smith. Josh Naylor gives the Diamondbacks the lead.
Call on Diamondbacks TV. Morton knocked out after five innings, allowing four runs. His ERA is now 8.73 after three starts. The Orioles fall to the D-backs 4-3 was the final. Manager Brandon Hyde, after the game, lamenting opportunities lost.
We let him off the hook in the first inning, kind of like they let Morton off the hook. They let him off the hook with a double play ball, but we had really good at-bats.
Of course, the Diamondbacks and the Orioles weren't the only ones that were let off the hook.
But they are who we thought they were.
and we let him off the hook.
The Bears, too, of course. The big news, though, came after the game when the news was revealed about Orioles starter Zach Eflin.
We got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week.
No official replacement yet designated by the Birds. Former major leaguers Octavio Dotel and Tony Blanco were among the dozens who died after the roof of an iconic nightclub collapsed in the Dominican Republic early yesterday morning. Dotel won a World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals, spent 15 years in the majors. Blanco played for the Nats in 2005. Coming up in 30 minutes, a very special women's lacrosse game tonight at Notre Dame Prep. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for letting us into your home and your car this morning, wherever you may be listening. Maybe you're working out right now. Well, that's why we have such upbeat music for you this morning, at least in the first part of the show.
We figured it'd be nap time.
410-922-6680-1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. Coming up in this hour, Elon versus Peter Navarro. A little bit of an ugly exchange. The tariff debate rages on, so we have some updates for you there. But the top story here is, once again, there's still lots of interesting stuff coming out of the hands-off rally.
It was an amazing Saturday across the country. Look, there were some real people, including some of the people that we may know, who were decided to make the decision to go ahead and protest on Saturday when the rest of us were doing chores around the house. You know, that's one way of getting around doing chores. I'm sorry, I have to go to a protest march. I've never tried it, but I'm sure that'd be very effective. No, it wouldn't, not in my case, come to think of it. Here's one of the individuals, I don't know how else to characterize this breathing thing, who has some real issues. And this is at the march where this was shared with America.
I can't pee in 4% of America right now. So
you can't pee in 4% of America.
In 4% of America, it is illegal for me to use the men's restroom in government buildings. Because I am biologically female, I cannot use the men's restroom in Florida or Utah.
Use the women's room.
Yeah, what an idea.
So that is a factual error on her part. You know, forced error. You can pee in the women's room where you belong.
No, she says she can't. She has to hold it and she has to get to
No, you can pee. You just got to pee in the restroom assigned your gender.
She's in Provo, Utah. What if there are no women's bathrooms there?
There
she
are.
Has to drive to Colorado? You cruel man, you.
then you go outside.
and then, look, this is Pia. Or that's her name.
Sia.
All right. She was. No, sorry. It happened. This is Sia. This
the
is
the first one was Pia.
I know the first
this one, is Sia.
Sia, got it. Now, this was from the movie Mulan. You may remember the song. If you happen to have seen the movie with your kids, you'd be familiar with the music. One of the individuals on Saturday decided that he would add his vocal talents to those who were protesting. And this is how that went.
Don't give up. Not yet. Be hopeful. Be happy. There's still tomorrow. Don't give up. Never give up. No, no, no. Don't give up. No, no, no. Let me help you. Let me help you. Don't give up. No, no, no. Never give up. No, no, no. Let me help you.
In 4% of the country? He can't. That's why it's. But you know where he's.
4% of the country is peeing after they heard that.
You know where he's headed next. That's right. I can't wait to see Simon Cowell's face when he performs that piece in front of him.
Once again, you choose this right before introducing Chuck. You're
I was actually peeing on that.
we can move beyond that now. No, we can't. It's 7:13 traffic and weather on this. Chuck.
You know, in vaudeville, they used to say to the entertainer who was up there, who was bad, get a piece of fat and slide off.
Yes. Good. Really.
So in that case, see you later. Adios. Okay. We're trying to figure out what's going on here. I keep telling you, every time I see this, and suddenly there's no traffic around I-70 Security Boulevard, but we're dead stopped almost back to Reisterstown Road. There is something going on the outer loop around Windsor Mill Road, the usual area where there is construction. Still don't see it yet. State Highway just turned the camera, but it looks like there's definitely something going on in that area. Is this guy stopped? No, that green van's moving again. Okay. Oh, I see it. Right lane, as you're going south, they're slowing around another vehicle that was there on the... Yep, that's it. Right lane, right before Windsor Mill Road. It's a white vehicle sitting there with the flashers on. He just stopped there. He's got enough room to really get off the roadway, so we'll see exactly what it is. But in the meantime, we're backed up all the way back to 795. Well, I see another couple of vehicles in behind it. So still, right lane, south of Liberty Road. Once you get there, get over to the center and the left. No shoulder available, of course, in that construction area. Pretty solid backup towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunshine abounds, 55 today, down to the low 40s tonight. Scattered showers move into the area tomorrow throughout the day and a high of 58. Right now it is 29 in Forest Hill, 32 in Edgewater. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday, President Trump liberated the coal industry. King Coal is back after the Biden regime and progressive Marxists tried to kill single-handedly the coal industry. He signed a couple of executive orders reinvigorating America's beautiful clean coal industry and also strengthening the reliability and security of the United States electric grid. As it comes to tariffs, more than 70 countries have contacted the United States so far to renegotiate their tariff policies. More on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But President Trump revealed how much we're taking in daily from tariffs.
And for those of you that want to know the tariffs, you've been hearing about tariffs, we're taking in almost $2 billion a day in tariffs. $2 billion a day. And we're doing very well. And we're doing very well in making, I call them tailored deals, not off the rack. These are tailored, highly tailored deals. Right now, Japan is flying here to make a deal. South Korea is flying here to make a deal, and others are flying here. I mean, my only problem is I'm not sure I have enough. We're going to have to use those great law firms, I think, to help us with that. But we're going to probably do that, actually. We're going to use them, and we're getting them for the right price. Because we need a lot of talent. We have a lot of countries coming in that want to make deals.
Yeah, do the math. $2 billion a day is about $500 billion a year. So that might apply that to the deficit or apply that to tax cuts. Again, that's how we should be paying for stuff, folks. Not on our wages. On the progressive confiscatory tax scheme, and all these conservatives arguing against tariffs are actually buttressing income taxes.
One of the things that I've heard a lot of, and I just want to see if we can set the record straight very quickly, people are saying tariffs have never worked. A lot of friends of mine who are right in the center, tariffs have never worked. My response is, well, they've worked pretty damned well for every other country on the face of the earth when they're applied to us.
Well, that's a great point, because other countries have used tariffs. China,
yep.
That hasn't hurt their economy, has it?
Or the EU.
Or the EU, any of exactly. Our trading
part, or the Japanese, anybody.
Tariffs
worked
for us.
Canadians, for
Tariffs worked from us from 1789 to 1913. Tariffs because they were the main generator of revenue for the United States government.
Until the income tax came in.
Until the income, which the progressives installed. Woodrow Wilson and that crowd in 1913. And then, of course, 1914, the Fed was created. And then they caused the Depression, according to Milton Friedman. But the tariffs also rebuilt Europe and the Marshall Plan.
Yeah.
That was the deal. They could tariff our goods. We couldn't tariff theirs. That's how they rebuilt Europe.
And I think that they're rebuilt now.
Yeah. 80 years later. Yeah you're damn right they are. Also yesterday, President Trump took a shot at Joe Biden over the coal industry and what he did to them.
For four long years, Joe Biden and congressional Democrats tried to abolish the American coal industry. They did everything in their power while he was awake, which wasn't much, shutting down dozens of coal plants, banning coal leases on federal lands, and putting thousands and thousands of coal miners out of work.
By the way, the DOJ revealed yesterday Trump assassin Ryan Ruth tried to buy military weapons from Ukraine to kill Trump, including a rocket launcher. Ruth asked the Ukraine military for a Stinger RPG to take out Trump because Trump would be bad for Ukraine. Ruth goes on to say the weapons of war that are paid for, supplied by U.S. military, that's us, get lost all the time on the battlefield. No one would miss them. Question, has Ukraine illegally smuggled U.S. weapons to kill other world leaders or state enemies? How about all you Democrats and some Republicans that we needed to fund Ukraine with potential weapons of war that would then turn around and kill leaders of other countries, including our own? President Trump says he's ready to bring some nuclear heat to Iran if they don't sit down, and now they're having direct talks. By the way, six B-2 stealth bombers are on their way to the Middle East. Six of them. Those are the ones that carry the bunker busters?
Yep.
So keep that in mind. Drone attacks may be launched against the Mexican cartels. Trump is on a firing spree. Acting IRS commissioner resigned after agency reaches a data-sharing deal with immigration authorities. She didn't like that. And the woke DEI-obsessed Navy vice admiral, who allegedly refused to put up Trump's portrait at NATO headquarters, has been fired. Rightfully so. And a senior CIA official who played a role in the Biden military COVID vaccine mandate has also been fired. Doge team making a huge discovery to be revealed very soon. Within by the end of this week, we are being told. Secretary Pete Hegseth was in Panama yesterday and said this about the canal.
Together, we will take back the Panama Canal from China's influence.
Yeah. Together, we're going to do that. And finally, Ken Paxton. Everybody was wondering why he didn't get it into the cabinet.
Yeah.
He announced yesterday he's running for U.S. Senate, challenging Rhino John Cornyn in Texas. Go, Ken, go. Day 80 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866 877-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, I heard from a listener, Rob. He says, hello. How do we get the Key Bridge replaced ASAP? Traffic is terrible. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Please start a daily update, at least to annoy the politicians. Well, our daily update happens six times an hour here on the morning drive, as Chuck will attest to.
And as far as when they're expecting it, it's 2028, isn't it?
At the earliest.
At the earliest. Am I wrong, Chuck?
Well, no, that's what they're saying.
You got it. Yeah.
I don't think so. I watched that thing being built. From day one, and it took a lot longer than that. And I understand they have some of the infrastructures there, but still, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't think you could do it that fast. Here's your problem on the west side. It's either a broken down vehicle or an accident. May have hit the guardrail here. Outer loop, south of Liberty Road. It's a dark colored vehicle. There's nobody behind it. No trooper, no state highway yet. I know they're trying to get there, but we're backed up all the way back beyond the ramp at 795. And everybody's running right up on this car with the flashers, and it's a dark vehicle. And they go, oh, so there's like five, six cars sitting right behind it waiting to get over. And, of course, everybody else is already over there. So this is a mess until they can arrive at the scene. And then after that, towards Security Boulevard, I-70, it's better. The inner loop, looked at that, and I thought, what's backing us up there to 795? They're looking at the bright sunshine. Right as you come around from Reisterstown Road to Park Heights Avenue, bam, it's right there on the windshield. Heavy traffic through there gets better after Greenspring. Parkville side is slow. Just as this guy just said, we're already backed up. We were backed up an hour ago going into both the Harbor Tunnels. Sitting there again today without any issues, backed up to the city county lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunshine today and a high of 55, back down to the low 40s. Tonight, rain is expected Thursday and Friday. Right now, 29 in Bel Air, and it is 28 right now in Pasadena at 726. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Elizabeth Warren is out of, it's interesting, you can already begin to see who's thinking about running for the presidency next time around. Elizabeth Warren's on the list. Governor Walz.
Tampon Tim
is on. Yeah, Tim was is on the list. I think pretty clearly as well.
Newsom,
Kamala Harris, Newsom,
maybe Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah. So you have Elizabeth Warren. One of the things you learn as somebody who talks or sings in front of the public a lot, you learn to control your voice. And here we hear an example of somebody who is out on the trail, clearly very experienced in talking in front of the people, who is able to control her voice to a degree that I've never heard before.
Are you ready to stand up for our seniors who earned their Social Security? Are you ready to stand up for our veterans and honor our promises? And honor our promises.
I've never known anyone.
I'm just missing the glass. Sound effect. Yes. Breaking glass. Really.
Are my ears bleeding?
I think they are, yes. So, Elizabeth Warren.
How could you possibly top that?
I know.
Well, wait, there's more.
Take that, Tim Walz. It was a moment. It really was. And then Jasmine Crockett, she who will not be denied a microphone. I've decided the most dangerous place in Washington to be is between Jasmine Crockett and a microphone. I mean, because my God, she just gravitates it like a fly to a light at night. Jasmine Crockett says, why is this not a racist comment? I mean, just listen to her, Jimmy.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants. The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. You're not. You're not. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
Okay, in my mind, that's kind of a racist comment.
We done. Yeah. We done picking cotton. Yeah.
And this is a highly educated woman, and I'm offended by this. I have to talk street now in order to somehow be a legitimate politician and a black woman in America. You don't. You really don't. And it's she went to MICDS, Mary Institute Country Day School in St. Louis, very good prep school, went to a Catholic girls' school, went to good colleges and universities. She can conjugate the verb to be. She simply chooses to not. And instead of saying there are only 1% of the farmers in this country right now are black, we should have more. Think about it. We ain't got no cotton picking going on.
We done picking
just
cotton.
Amazing.
7:29, and well, the warm weather, I guarantee it, is coming back next week. But summer heat is going to be arriving here before you know it. You want to make sure your AC is up and running and making sure that it is going to be able to cool your home. And also, they do it, the AC unit does it in an efficient manner. I mean, it's not costing you an arm and a leg. We're watching skyrocketing electrical costs. They've done nothing in Annapolis to solve that problem other than a couple of statement rebate credits. Twice a year, which will be like a drop in the ocean. But Tim Kyle, they'll come out, they'll take a look at your AC unit, they'll make sure it's operating efficiently, they'll service it, and do whatever it needs to do to make sure that it is operating at peak efficiency 24/7 when you need your air conditioning. So call Tim, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30, here are the latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean Mulder, City Police. Four people have been arrested on stolen auto and burglary charges, three of the suspects juveniles. On Sunday evening, police were notified that a license plate reader got a hit on a stolen car. They were able to find the vehicle with the help of the Foxtrot Aviation Unit. When officers arrived in the 500 block of Hoffman Street, the occupants bailed. Police say a 14-year-old girl, two 17-year-old boys, and a 19-year-old woman fled into a vacant building. Officers were able to then take them into custody. The 14-year-old, 17-year-old suspects were taken to juvenile booking. The 19-year-old was taken to central booking. Baltimore police have released surveillance images of the suspects wanted in connection with that quadruple shooting in Greenmount at Venable Avenues. It took place on March 29. Three men between the ages of 18 and 60 were injured in the afternoon shooting, along with a 57-year-old woman. Metro Crime Stoppers says a reward is now out of up to $4,000 for information leading to felony charges and an arrest in the case. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown, police, the DEA, and Muncie are scheduled to announce a takedown of a drug trafficking organization this afternoon. It should happen around 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's when the press conference is called at the Curtis Bay Rec Center on Filbert Street. The press conference will be live streamed on the mayor's Facebook page and on Charm TV Baltimore. Johns Hopkins University says around a dozen international students have had their visas revoked. According to JHU, the F-1 visa records were terminated by the government through the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System of U.S. ICE. As the visa sponsor, the university has taken the required steps to inform students of the terminations and offer support services to those affected students. Coming up on 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3, lottery number 872, pick 4, 6965. And now, 733, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
That broken down vehicle, or this could be a mine wreck, may have hit the guardrail here. Outer loop, south of Liberty Road, still there. Nobody behind it. No state police, not there. The chart is not there. State highway. So the guy's sitting there, unprotected, and they're running right up behind it. And then they go, oh, he has his flashers on. So we have to get over. So that's in the right lane. This is a big backup all the way back to 795, probably impacting the ramp as well from 795. When you cross Liberty Road, just to make sure, get out of the right lane, get to the lanes to the left, center, and left. Just move over there. Once you get past the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you're on your way. Heavy traffic, and again, have not seen anything major this morning, but we're backed up to the city-county line southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm brings us some rain tomorrow through the rest of the week. Today, another day of sunshine, 55 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 58, and widespread rain Friday, 56, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the game wasn't great for the Orioles last night, and neither was the news in the postgame. Orioles beaten 4-3 by the Diamondbacks on a Josh Naylor two-run double in the fifth. Birds managed only four hits in the game, including a two-run first-inning single by Cedric Mullins. Charlie Morton only lasted five, gave up four. ERA stands at 8.73 through three starts. After the game, the other shoe dropped in the form of news on starter Zach Eflin.
From Eflin, he's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing, kind of back, him get back throwing at that point.
And, of course, the inevitable next question came.
Have you guys talked about a plan for replacing Eflin in the rotation, or just too
we're
soon to tell?
About it now. Yeah, we just got the news during the game, so we're talking about it now.
Could be Brandon Young, who's made two starts at Norfolk, and he's on the 40-man roster already. Orioles and Diamondbacks this afternoon at 3:40 p.m. It's getaway day for the Birds. Elsewhere in baseball last night, Yankees blanked by the Tigers 5-0. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-1, and the Rays beaten by the Angels 4-3. In the National League, the Nats trashed the Dodgers in D.C. 8-2 was the final. Hockey history made last night in Dallas.
Back to Garland. Connor Garland to Quinn Hughes. 10 seconds left. His shot. Oh, heroic dismissal of the center. They score! Hughes Sooners got another one. Can you believe this? The Canucks, three straight goals in the final minute, and the game is tied at 5.
Call on Sportsnet Dallas, the Stars TV network. The Vancouver Canucks, still chasing a playoff spot in the Western Conference, made NHL history, becoming the first team to overcome a three-goal deficit in the final minute of regulation. And Vancouver would go on to win it. 6-5 was the final in overtime. Florida head coach Todd Golden's post-championship locker room speech has gone viral. Here's a snippet.
What we just did, nobody can ever take that away from us. Never. Each and every one of you guys are national champions.
And there was a lot more to that, a lot more bleeps, if you can imagine. And a postscript to the championship game, the Cougars made history, but not the way they had hoped, becoming the first team in NCAA Division I history to play at least 40 games in a season without suffering a defeat by more than 5 points. Houston finished 35-5 and lost those five games by a combined 16 points, including three in overtime. And finally, a very special game tonight at Yardley Love Field on the campus of Notre Dame Prep. The ninth-ranked University of Maryland women's lacrosse team will host number 11, Virginia, at 6 o'clock tonight. The game is designated as the One Love Game in association with the One Love Foundation that honors the memory of the late Yardley Love, a Blazers graduate and Cockeysville resident who played for the Cavaliers before she was murdered in 2010 by her ex-boyfriend. The game will be a homecoming for three Notre Dame prep graduates, the Terps' Mae Marshall from Lutherville, Olivia Rockstro of Phoenix, and Virginia midfielder Finley Barger of Falston. A sidebar here, Finley's parents are Joe and Kristen Barger. Joe played for the Baltimore Blast, and Marilyn Bays, her mom, played lacrosse at Loyola University. The time now is 7:37 when we return the offer to Corbin Burns.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the Baltimore Sun reporting this morning that the Orioles offer to Corbin Burns, he ultimately, of course, went to Arizona, was 4 years for $180 million. It's $45 million a year. He turned it down. I guess he wanted to go home. He actually signed for less with right. Arizona, 6 years, $210 million. But the reason why I bring it up, in an age now where millionaires and billionaires are vilified, you know, in the political halls of Congress and in D.C., et cetera, you don't really hear much about the millionaires who are making $45 million a year in baseball and football and basketball. Like, that's not ever part of the conversation. And I'm just wondering why that is. If they're going to talk about millionaires and billionaires and oligarchs, aren't baseball and football and basketball players part of that? Aren't they a huge part of that?
They are, but again, a lot of them are, you know, basically it's entertainment. So whether you're talking about Hollywood or whether you're talking about sports,
why aren't they talking about Hollywood then?
And we're choosing to pay for those games, for those movies, for those...
Yeah, well, we're choosing to pay Amazon, and we're choosing to pay Facebook, and we're choosing to pay everything. I mean, what?
Well, it's all, I guess, what you're saying is all fair game.
It's right.
When people are criticizing, but I don't know how many oligarchs there are. There are no oligarchs in hockey, I can tell you that right now.
I didn't mention hockey.
Yeah, just so you know, Gary, you don't have to go to these places to be disparaged. You can come right here. We'll disparage you, just as a matter of course.
20 hours a week, baby. I get my flogging. Thank you, may I have another?
All right. That's an interesting point that you raised, but thanks so much. Appreciate that.
You got it.
Gary Estein on sports. All right, so the tariff. Talking about disparaging. Conservatives who don't get tariffs, don't understand tariffs, don't know the history of tariffs, are out there bashing the president. And look, the president has negotiated more deals than most of these talk show hosts and these so-called pundits and experts will ever negotiate, okay? He knows what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
All right? So that's number one. Number two, it's spilled now out into his own administration. We'll get to that in just a second. But let's flash back, shall we, to 1996, when a certain Democrat by the name of Nancy Pelosi was all for reciprocal tariffs?
In terms of tariffs, I think it's interesting to note that the average U.S. MFN tariff on Chinese goods coming into the United States is 2%, whereas the average Chinese MFN tariff on U.S. goods going into China is 35%. Is that reciprocal?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. She was actually lobbying and advocating for stronger tariffs, yeah. Reciprocal tariffs on China. Exactly what Donald Trump's doing now. So the Democrats, the swamp, the uniparty, even conservatives like Ted Cruz and others are criticizing Trump over this tariff exchange. I don't call it a tariff war because this is part of the negotiation. Here's what Trump said last night at a Republican congressional dinner.
But the shrill voices that you're hearing this week about tariffs are the same scoundrels and frauds who never thought twice about when the United States lost 90,000 factories and plants. Think of that. 90,000. How do you do 90? If you had a map, a big map the size of that wall, and you had a pin for each factory, you wouldn't have enough room. You think of it. 90,000 factories since NAFTA.
Reaganomics author and economist Art Laffer on with Stuart Varney on Fox Business yesterday, praising Trump's tariff plan.
The win-win strategy is Trump is just phenomenal at negotiating. And Stuart, what he says is extremely true. These people have far higher tariffs and non-tariff barriers and quotas than we do. It is unfair. It has been done. But what he's done now has gotten them into a position where they're going to lose their access to the U.S. market if they don't redress these types of inequities that they've done. And Trump is the master negotiator, and I'm watching these people calling into Trump. This is exactly what he does beautifully and wonderfully, and I believe he can negotiate freer trade deals, get those tariffs way, way down, much lower than they are now, by primarily those people lowering their tariffs and us keeping ours low or even going lower, and it'll be a win-win. The world will prosper, we'll have a great economy, and the U.S. will be in perfect, beautiful shape for economic growth.
That's the author of Reaganomics, by the way, Art Laffer.
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of these folks understand the difference between retaliatory tariffs and reciprocal tariffs.
Right.
I think that's a rather substantial difference.
And who originally placed these tariffs.
Right.
Okay? It's not Trump who started the tariff war. He's just now engaging in it, which a lot of other presidents just completely ignore, to our detriment.
It still comes to mind that Canada charges a tariff of, 128% on butter from us. So our dairy farmers, we got this great butter, we'd like to ship it to Canada, fine. It's 128% tariff on a pound of butter. Amazing. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, hey, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And brought to you as a service, Suburney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. State Highway now has arrived with their arrow board and the truck in the right lane. Outer loop, south of Liberty Road before the bridge at Windsor Mill. So now at least we have some free warning that this vehicle is sitting there in the right lane. Again, I don't know for sure if they hit the guardrail or if they're broken down, but if they hit the guardrail, I'm not sure they'll be able to move it. But for right now, and it's been there for a while, we're backed up to 795. 795 is backed up beyond the bridge at McDonough Road. The rest of the Beltway pretty much at the normal delay. Haven't seen anything major on the JFX. A little more traffic now. Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Just went back to revisit everything at the Harbor Tunnels. We're moving traffic in. We're moving traffic out. And in the meantime, we're still backed up to the area of the city county line. So be prepared for that very heavy traffic through there. I think they just moved this vehicle from the right lane. Yep. I'm not sure if they're going to push them down here to Windsor Mill Road, but at least the right lane is open again for the traffic coming south of Liberty Road. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny today and 55 for the high right now. We still have that freeze warning, 32 in the city. And 33 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We do have a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for you as well. Our contestant, Tim, in Crownsville.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, American Patriots.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for listening. And would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck, Tim. Here are your three stories. Story number one, parents in an uproar over a coloring book created by Planned Parenthood handed out at the Kentucky Science Center. A staffer distributed sexually graphic coloring books to the children. The books feature images of breasts, penises, condoms, pills, and activities to be filled out, including a sex lib fill-in-the-blank. Story two, the first baby in the UK has been born from a womb transplant. Miracle birth of the young girls, a medical milestone that gives hope to thousands of British women suffering from infertility. The womb transplant was in an organ donated by her aunt to her mother.
Oh, it was a womb with a view.
It was coming, folks. I tried to avoid it, but...
Okay, just everybody give them the womb, okay?
Okay.
Not talking to you. Be quiet. Keep moving.
Story number three. PETA is taking on two Easter traditions, the Easter Bunny and Peeps. PETA spokeswoman Ingrid Newkirk says the Easter Bunny promotes children owning bunnies as pets, many of which end up being euthanized when children lose interest. And the fact that people bite and eat the peeps promotes the more eating of chicken, which is a no-no on the PETA list. All right, story one, Planned Parenthood handing out sexually graphic coloring books at a science center. Story two, first baby in the UK born from a womb transplant. And story three, PETA after the Easter Bunny and peeps. Okay, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
Well, I'm afraid the Kentucky story is probably true. And I can see number two being true, and that's very cool. I think that's ridiculous, even for PETA standards. So I will say three.
Kristen goes with the PETA story. Bruce?
Actually, story number two, the womb transplant. I do one more question. Is a transplant anything like a trans woman or a trans man? If so, what is it actually?
And this transplant is an organ transplant.
Oh, a transplant.
Yeah.
So it's not really a plant.
No.
Got it. Right. Got it. Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to, I think that's fake news.
Story two goes, Bruce. Chuck?
You mean sort of like that fig leaf you wear, Bruce?
Yeah, pretty much every day. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Three, please.
Chuck was a test tube baby.
Really?
Yeah. Called a janitor and a drum.
Nice. See, that's his retaliation. That's a retaliation tariff joke.
That's retaliation, man. That's retaliation.
All right, Chuck, I'm sorry. What did you vote for?
I'm not going to tell you. Go ahead and guess.
Then you'll lose
three.
Three. Okay.
Three.
And Tim.
The listener knows.
I'm going with Bruce. I say two.
Okay. Any reason why you did not go with Chuck?
I don't think he's right today.
Okay.
That's not right anything. He's not right anything, really. None of us really are, Jim.
All right, nobody wants for story number one. That's a true story, the Planned Parenthood handing out the graphic coloring book at a science center in Kentucky. And story number two, the womb transplant. Yes, that's 100% true. Brand new, really? Historic.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. So, Tim, thanks for listening and playing the
All
game.
Right, story. Tim, I tried to tell you.
Story three, Kristen sniffed it out. As did, who else voted for three?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's right, you. Oh, that's right, you.
Yeah. We're just brushing up for June 20th, folks. If you don't know, it's the first annual WCBM Crab Feast.
And it's Chuck
gonna be,
roast.
It's going to be held at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and we're going to roast Chuck while we're picking crabs. It is going to be one for the ages. We're still trying to wrestle with do we have wooden mallets, because they could get ugly. So trying to figure out how we...
I was going to bring a sledgehammer.
How we get around that.
The thing is, once upon a time, Chuck had a wooden mullet, but that's a little different, I suppose.
I told you to be quiet.
That was a haircut and a shaving.
I know.
Yeah.
You wish you had one.
I do. I had one years ago. You gave it to me.
I didn't give you nothing. You know damn well. There's a listener calling.
Just in time. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, you're on the morning drive with Casey.
It's Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Look, your health gets to be a very important matter as time goes by. As spring is here, don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specifically formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promotes smoother, more comfortable joint movement right now. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anybody with a WCBM radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. You can also, by the way, use the code online. Simply go to res-q.com, res-q.com. Get back in action with less pain and more comfort. Again, make sure you use the WCBM radio code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to buy one and get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial futures since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Still to come. This is fascinating. The Supreme Court basically told Judge Boasberg, sit down and be quiet now. Your turn at bat is quite over. Boasberg yesterday had a 3 o'clock press conference scheduled in his courtroom. It wasn't really a press conference. It was basically him spotting off on how he's really the president. This other guy, Trump, is not. And then he blinked. He actually just took a look at the SCOTUS decision saying, you have no jurisdiction here. And he said, whoops, I'm out of here, dude. So there's nothing yesterday. And I think that may be the last we hear from Boasberg, at least till lunchtime today. 7:53, traffic over the on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, both the tunnels are still backed up to the city-county line, so 25 to 30-minute delays at least, and we're really slow coming out of the south portal on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I don't see anything in the roadway, but it definitely is slower than it should be. The right tube is open. I'm going to look at the camera here really quickly at Key Highway. It's just slowing. There may be something between there and 395 because all four lanes are a little bit slow. It's just adding to the heavy traffic already. There, both the tunnels backed up, and again, 25 to 30 minute delays. Beltway still recovering, but we're moving again. The incident on the outer loop south of Liberty Road is gone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast is sunny today and a high of 55. Get it in before the rains come Thursday and Friday. Right now, it is 30 in Reisterstown, 31 in Ellicott City. Pam is in Bel Air. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. I just wanted to say real quick, I was doing research on tariffs and everything, and I don't know if most people know, but the U.S., the federal government was initially funded mostly by tariffs and excise taxes, and then after the war, after I think it was in 1913, the Civil War, they made a decision, they ratified the Constitution to start bringing in the income tax, and it's just interesting that that's not a focus point, because look where we would have been. And then I thought, well, gee, would that work today? And I thought, but look at Florida, right? It's a smaller scale, but Florida doesn't have an income tax.
Right.
And they, you know, they figured it out. So I'm not saying that we'd ever go back to zero, but we should look at where we were and how far we've come in terms of paying taxes into the government.
I think you make a very good point. There's just an ignorance of tariffs, and you mentioned that our founding fathers, that's how we funded the government for nearly 30 years. And then we rebuilt Europe on the Marshall Plan on tariffs, and we didn't start this tariff war. It was other countries that started it, and we're now reciprocating. That's all. And
exactly.
And you're right. In many states, Delaware and Florida, and I think it's Wyoming, they don't have an income tax. So other states have figured it out. They use excise taxes. They use other taxes to fund their government instead of punishing and taking and confiscating people's wages, their hard-earned money.
Alaska.
Yeah, I think it's criminal. Yeah. To tell you the truth.
Alaska, by the way.
Yeah.
Is a city you think of. Matter of fact, they give their citizens money back.
Right.
And that's from the oil fields.
Pam, thanks so much. It's a great point. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Well, you have this little dust up between Elon Musk and Peter Navarro. We'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. First, though, it is interesting to note that when it comes to tariffs, instead of talking theory, how about talking practice? There is a steel manufacturer and, I guess, fabricator here in Baltimore, and they do good work, and they ship all over the world. And the guy who runs that company, Drew Greenblatt, says these tariffs are great news for him and for his industry.
Tariffs are going to be very good for the American manufacturing worker. We're very excited about this new leveling of the playing field.
The leveling of the playing field. That's all they want. Just a level playing field. Give us a chance to do our job overseas without any of the trade barriers that are currently being put up. And here's one of them. You know, if you go to the doctor's office, you see these metal trays and little things that hold various kinds of instruments. Those, you know, those are medical-grade instruments, instrument holders. He makes those. He ships them, for example, to Germany. Here's what Germany does.
Right now, when we export, for example, this basket to Germany, right here, it's a precision medical basket, a medical device basket. When we ship that to Germany, the German government taxes our clients $128.95 per basket. If that a German competitor ships it to America, it's $1.25 per basket. It is so unfair what's happening to the American worker. They can't compete when you have that kind of unlevel playing field.
Yeah, and then you talk about unlevel, and you take a look at what China is doing to American manufacturers and fabricators. It's even worse.
In American manufacturing, our workers are getting paid $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year, $100,000 a year. American manufacturing jobs are phenomenal. This is going to be flourishing if we could have a fair parity with trade, with these trade inequities.
Now, again, the CEO of a steel manufacturer right here in Baltimore saying all we want is an even playing field. We don't want China taking our work and then, you know, reverse engineering it and not paying the royalties or anything, simply posting it on a bulletin board so all of the Chinese can do what we do.
You know, we have 7-degreed engineers. We make everything in Baltimore, everything in Indiana, everything in Michigan. We import nothing. But we're using wonderful innovations, novel ideas, coming up with crazy great new products. And then what happens is, over in China, they totally cut and paste our innovations and put it on their websites. This is what we're competing against. They're using slave labor to compete against us. They're debasing their currency.
Yeah. In other words, Uyghurs can do the job a lot less expensively. You know, that's slave labor there.
Yeah. Well, and they're paying people $1.50 a day.
Yeah.
You know, and we have American corporations, you know, cashing in on all that. Yeah. I just read Apple just shipped 5 or 6 plane loads of iPhones in before midnight last night.
Yeah.
Because they were going to get hit with 104% tariff. So keep that in mind. Up next, a Carroll County lawmaker sends a letter to the Attorney General of Maryland over reparations. We'll tell you what was in it.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Now that President Trump's 104% tariff on Chinese imports has taken effect, Beijing says it will hike its retaliatory tariff on the U.S. to 84%, effective tomorrow.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Jian said at a daily briefing that China would by no means accept the U.S. tariff hikes and extreme pressure exerted on China. Lin repeated China's assertion that it would fight to the end against what is described as trade bullying by the U.S., but did not say whether it would add to the 34% tariffs earlier announced on U.S. imports or apply other means. I'm Charles Villadesma.
President Trump, who says countries have been lining up to negotiate trade deals with the U.S., says China should get in line, too, and he predicts that sooner or later it will. Overseas stock markets have taken a hit. Japan's Nikkei index tumbled 5%. The markets in Britain, France, and Germany down roughly 3% at the open. Leading GOP senator says there's reason for optimism on Capitol Hill.
Not all the change may be comfortable, but Senator Marsha Blackburn says it should come as no surprise.
President Trump has said that he was going to push forward quickly, and indeed we are.
Blackburn says both the House and Senate are well on their way to accomplishing one of the president's top priorities.
Making those tax cuts permanent.
As for concerns about a devastating trade war,
the president has over 50 countries that have already come to the table on tariffs.
And Blackburn reminds the Salem Radio Network, Doge has already trimmed some $140 billion of VAT from the federal budget. Bob Agner reporting.
The death toll in that nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic has now risen to 113. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 674 points, and NASDAQ futures are off 235. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there are a couple of new things. We talked about this backup coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Apparently there is an incident southbound after Key Highway and before 395. They haven't put the camera on it yet, but we see the impact there. So that's still backing us up. And we're backed up all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. In turn, that's backed up to the city-county line. 895 right now is backed up to just south of Moravia Road. That's actually a little bit better than it was a while back, but still very slow through there. If you're coming into the city from the southwest side, there's a wreck now reported northbound 95 around the ramp at Washington Boulevard and just north of Caton Avenue. There's a backup there that's extending back to the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Slow-moving storm brings us some rain tomorrow through the rest of the week. Today, another day of sunshine, 55 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 58, and widespread rain Friday, 56, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Right now, Aberdeen, 30 degrees. Whew. And Ellicott City has 26. That's clearly complacent kind of weather. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 804. Now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Johns Hopkins University says around a dozen international students have had their visas revoked. According to JHU, the F1 visa were terminated by the government through ICE. As a visa sponsor, the university has taken the required steps to inform students of the terminations, and support services are now being provided to the affected students. Democrat members of Maryland's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to detail the repercussions of the newly announced tariffs on the Port of Baltimore. The lawmakers have sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick demanding answers about the cost for the American consumer and the potential damage on the workforces. More coming up. After Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, I just thought I would throw something else in. I was looking at 895, and as they're coming out of the tunnel there, they're becoming more of a dead stop. Problem is, there's an accident southbound after you pay the toll. Two vehicles, maybe three here involved in the left-hand lane as you're going down towards the K-Trust Bridge, the big steel bridge. So it's a single lane to the right after the toll, only adding and making it worse southbound on 895 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker. Care with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it very much. 805 right now. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds will try to right the ship this afternoon when they play Getaway Day Baseball against the Diamondbacks. Dean Kramer scheduled to take the hill at 3:40 p.m., one day after Charlie Morton allowed four runs and five walks in five innings pitched of an eventual 4-3 loss. The Orioles had a rally in the seventh, thwarted by a weird base-running play. After the game, Morton was asked if his early season control issues were surprising to him.
Is it surprising? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would describe it as surprising. I would, I mean, we've all gone had ups and downs with command. We've all had irregularities, inconsistencies.
Morton, 13.1 innings pitched this year, 8 walks allowed, an ERA of 8.73. After the game, the bigger news. Manager Brandon Hyde delivering that on starter Zach Eflin.
Got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week.
No decision on his replacement at this point. And finally, it's Masters week, and that means all eyes on Scottie Scheffler, trying to become the first player to win back-to-back Masters since Tiger did it in 2002. And 3 in 4 years since Jack Nicklaus did it 59 years ago. Scheffler, trying to come back after injuring his hand at home on a wine glass he was making ravioli, hasn't yet won a tournament in 2025. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Lakers superstar ejected for trash-talking with a fan. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three, and with Sidey Die on Monday night, the General Assembly session is now over. One of the byproducts of it was the creation of the Reparations Commission, which, as we've seen in California and New York, has led to reparations in the billions of dollars, although nobody's ever paid out any money. But a lot of questions about this Reparations Commission. Asking one of them is Carroll County, also representing Frederick County's Delegate Chris Boucher, who joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Delegate, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you wrote a letter to the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, and you want some more data. Specifically, what are you asking for?
I am looking for the historical data of all the laws enacted by the Maryland General Assembly and signed into by the governor that involves slavery, the extradition of enslaved people, also the subsequent Jim Crow laws during the Reconstruction and segregation era. And the reason I'm interested in that is because the Maryland State Democratic Party has been thoroughly in control of our state government, and they are liable and responsible for this reparations if we're going to go down this road. And it's important for the public to know the history of our state and come clean on it and have a sense of healing. And from there, I'd like to have more discussion and debate. I like having the controversy out there. It's important to have this venue for this discussion and for me to hear from people as well.
Okay. If that works, to find out where it's come from, could you answer a question that's bugged me through this entire time, Chris? And that is, how do we figure out who gets what money?
Well, that's precisely the rub. We can't. This whole thing's all turned into a gigantic bureaucratic mess with lawyers jamming up the judicial system. There's no way to feasibly disseminate money based upon lineage. It would become so convoluted and complex that we'd never get out of this. The most important thing for me as a student of perpetual history and political science is we have to get the truth out there, and we need to incorporate this stuff into our educational system. And that's what's most important, especially with the amount of juvenile crime we have. I think the foundation of society has to exist in understanding our history to move forward. And going back and seeing all this historical data of our state will help with the healing process.
You write in your letter to the Attorney General's office that regarding the, you say that, that political party is irrefutably the Maryland Democratic Party, and I believe it is incumbent upon us collectively to correct this historical injustice and publicly hold the responsible party accountable before true healing can begin. What does that accountability look like to you?
That accountability involves putting forth the data of the laws that are enacted and exposing the negative impact it had upon our African-American community. What they want is a recognition of the truth, and I am empathetic of that as a student of history. And once we recognize that truth, then we can move forward and have the sense of healing that we're all equal now, that these are wrongs that are perpetrated against a large portion of our population. And we have to show respect for these individuals as well. Last year, I passed a bill that, with the help of Anthony Muse in the Senate side, that was a study commission on African-American sailors, soldiers who served in the Civil War from Maryland. We collected that data, and this year I brought forth a bill to collect the data on African-American sailors from Maryland, but it failed. They wouldn't even give it to me because I had a $66,000 fiscal note. Now look at this bill that they passed on reparations, and it has a fiscal note roughly the same thing, but I think it's a false fiscal note because it's going to be far more expensive to implement this project. We need to recognize the contributions of members of our community that helped free the slaves. Not only should we honor them in monuments out there in society to bring attention to the injustice upon that population, but more importantly, we need to drive minds into the databases which will be created in the educational curriculum to teach your younger generation the sacrifices that were made by previous generations. It is inspirational for us to do so, and I think it's part of the key to solving their juvenile crime issue.
All right, hang on just a second. More with Delegate Chris Boucher in just a moment.
813, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel is actually just after the toll plaza at 895 and is still sitting there in the left-hand lane. So you pay the toll, you have to get to the right lane to go out onto the K-Trust Bridge, which is the big bridge just after the toll plaza. It's just affecting the 895 connector now all the way back again, even beyond Pulaski Highway. So we just can't catch a break. We've had delays going into and out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It looks like it might be a little bit better now. They're actually going into the tunnel with a little more speed now, so it could indicate that the incident, which was southbound at Key Highway, has corrected itself, and it looks like that's loosening up. But keep in mind, northbound, there was an accident as you're coming up from the Beltway, and we were backed up there. The accident was near Washington Boulevard on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says sunny, warmer today, 55 right now, 35 in Annapolis. It is 33 in Columbia. On our newsmaker hotline is Delegate Christopher Boucher, representing Carroll and Frederick counties, wrote a letter to the Attorney General Anthony Brown looking for data into this Slavery Reparations Commission study. And, of course, wants more data out there as part of this. And in your letter, you say that you want to expose the political institutions and parties responsible for crimes against African Americans, but also hold them fiscally liable in court, officially placing their accountability on the judicial record. If we were to do that, a delegate, would we not include the African tribes that helped to enslave their own people and participated in the slave traders and the Arabs and others that participated in the entire slave trade?
Precisely, and that's the purpose of this letter, to throw that out there, that there's a very broad base of blame on this. I don't think there should be any monetary settlement whatsoever, but it needs to be a recognition of what took place. And so the come-to-Jesus moment, so to speak, for the Maryland Democratic Party, I'm a Republican. And the last paragraph of that letter I sent states that as Republicans, we are responsible for the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. I think it's important for us as Republicans to go back to our historical data. We are the party of Lincoln. We were the radical liberals back in the day, and now it's a matter of being conservative to those liberal philosophies that have been indoctrinated into our political science and constitution. So it's important for us Republicans to be grounded and show the truth. I don't like being cast in this light that as a Republican, I'm some sort of historically racist party, when in reality, it's not. And I think this is where this whole reparations actually blows up in the face of the Democratic Party when they put this forward. I think a lot of people are not aware of the true history of segregation and slavery in the United States. And this is a momentous point in time that we can actually move this forward and find a common ground on this issue. And I love the dialogue that's out there. Eventually, I'll get to a healing spot we need to be to move forward and put this behind us. This cannot perpetually be a wound in our side as a civilization.
I don't know, Chris, as we're going on for 150 years so far, I have the feeling that there are a number of people who really would rather have this as an issue than find a solution. So I'm pessimistic that we will actually find a solution and come together.
Yeah, you're obviously right about that. Being in a political arena, there's a sense of hopelessness or despair, and people feed off that. It's like feeding off terror. It empowers some politicians. That's not what I'm about, and I think it's wrong to do so. I want to have a society and a community and an economy that expands in the state of Maryland. It's equal for all, and we have all these things in place within our political science system to do so. But some politicians will feed off the divisiveness. It generates contributions. It can flame up your base. You know, it's a rough sport, so to speak. But I try to find the center on this because I think that's the solution. Come to the middle. Have the moment where you figure out what took place in the past, confront and accept it. And once we've done that, we can move forward and be prosperous as a state.
But no matter what you do, and your intentions may be certainly, you're heading in the right direction, this to me is divisive issue.
It's a very divisive issue.
And what happens, you know, if somebody was an ancestor to a slaveholder, as we know that President Obama was and Kamala Harris was, and those who were ancestors, they were actual slaves. What about the people who helped in this state, a part of the Underground Railroad, both white and black, that helped free the slaves? Would they be immune from any kind of reparation? I mean, this formula is just, it's mind-boggling.
Precisely, and that's the irony and hypocrisy of the whole thing. I think this ultimately is just nothing more than a political stunt to feed the base. Let's face it, the Democrats right now are on the ropes nationally in politics. They need to reassure their Democrat voter base, and this is part of that. And it's part of the game of politics, but somewhere in the midst of this, we need to find a solution. Politicians play games, and I think this is part of it. And the reason it's moving right now is because of those factors in the national politics.
Delegate Chris Boucher, thanks so much. We'll keep abreast and see if you get a response from the Attorney General. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you being an icon of radio. I remember being on your station back in 1994 while I ran for the state senate. So you're a legend.
Yeah, you're listening back when you were a child. Always makes us feel so good. It's such a rewarding thing to hear.
Some years on me. Take care.
All right, Delegate. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Awesome.
Talk to you soon. 8:20 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, we got our clown car. As we're on the reparations topic, there's more on this issue. Will Governor Moore sign the bill that is going to be on his desk? A little bit more on Elon versus Navarro. We also have the Supreme Court, the Attorney General, and Judge Boasberg all still in the news here in just a moment. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plasky Highway. Crestlock.com is your one-stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCo.com. Our expert design team and talented craftsmen at BirdDogDesignsCo.com make remodeling easy. Our design-build approach ensures your vision stays on track, on time, and on budget. Whether it's a stunning kitchen, a luxurious bathroom, or a full home remodel, our team delivers quality, precision, and clear communication every step of the way. Call or text 410-881-9010 or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud. Again.
See you there.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Mammoth Johnson.
And the tunnels take it on the chin once again. The incident here, southbound 895, after the toll plaza, wrecker just pulled up. They're blocking the left-hand lane. So you pay the toll, and then all of those lanes got to squeeze it down to just the right lane as you're heading south towards Poteet Street, Frank First Avenue, and through that area. We're now backed up again on 895 back to Moravia Road. 95 had a delay coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It looks like that incident south of Key Highway is gone, but they're looking at this wreck that's on the northbound side at Washington Boulevard, and the new information says two of the right lanes are blocked there. So we're backed up to the Beltway. They're looking at it southbound coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Delays at the Fort McHenry Tunnel all the way through the tunnel and all the way back through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels are sunny and 55 today. Yeah, 95 would be August.
For just a moment there, Kim had a little thrill running.
Yeah. Low tonight in the low to mid-40s. Then we got some rain coming in Thursday and Friday. Right now, 37 in Ocean City, 34 in Baltimore City. And it is time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the big top. Please head to the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring, because this is a very special clown car. The clown car enters from the far left, comes to a full stop. What do we have? We have Caitlin Collins, the early days. Now, for those who have forgotten, Caitlin Collins didn't simply show up on MSNBC. She showed up initially on Fox.
Caitlin, what does that mean? What's George Soros trying to do with the immigration crisis?
Good morning. Okay, so George Soros is this foreign-born left-wing guy who essentially wants to change the nature of our country. Why would jobs in Detroit go to Syrian refugees instead of the unemployed American citizens who already live there?
Caitlin Collins. Caitlin, it's great to see you this morning. So what's this about?
Terry McAuliffe's primary goal as the governor of Virginia has been to deliver his swing state on a silver platter to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she was right of center. Significantly right of center. She was working at the Daily Caller. She worked for Tucker Carlson. Well, what do you say about her transformation from somebody who is center right to somebody who is way, way left.
Show me the money! Show me the money! Show me the money!
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to say. Caitlin, back in the clown car and get out of here.
There's a lot of people that have done that. Alison Camerota.
Yep.
Went from Fox over to CNN. Katie McEnany. Was on CNN and then went into the Trump. So there's just a lot of people that follow the money. And
well, we had a talk show host here in town who was conservative when he was here. Went to a different marketplace. He's way, way left.
Yes. Yes. I think I know who. In San Diego? Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that does happen. Some people have no morals or convictions. They just, whatever green you put in front of them. So this Elon Navarro thing.
Yes.
For about 75 days or so, the Trump administration sailing along without any blips on the radar screen. But now there is one once the Liberation Day came. And Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, and others have gone after Trump over the tariffs. Elon Musk has publicly said he doesn't agree with the tariff policy. And that's fine. You know, they're going to be disagreements within the Trump administration. But now it's getting personal between Elon Musk and Dr. Peter Navarro, who is, he and Lutnick are the real tariff hardliners.
Right.
Whereas Scott Bessent and Kevin Hassett and others are more of, they're the negotiators. They're a tool.
They view it as a tool.
But you need both within the administration. And if they're having a personal disagreement, what they really should be doing it is hammering this thing out behind closed doors. But it's gotten ugly. Elon Musk started this off back in, because obviously he has Tesla and he imports some of his products.
Yeah.
Most of the Teslas made here in the good old USA. But Musk, he had the spat started in a statement in which basically the Navarro's, he was suggesting Navarro's PhD, that he had more ego than brains and that he ain't a bull, but, you know, that he ain't built as sugar, honey, iced tea. And then in his TV appearances in recent days, Navarro pushed back, saying Musk wasn't a car manufacturer, just an assembler of parts. Then it got ugly. Quote, Navarro's truly a moron. What he says here is demonstrably false. He's dumber than a sack of bricks, and he's calling him Peter Retardo.
That's just stupid.
End of quote.
I'm sorry, you shouldn't do that in public. Yeah.
Look, I like Elon Musk. I think he's an innovator, and I think he's doing great work with Doge. But right now this isn't helpful.
No.
That's what it is. And the question is, when you call Peter Navarro a moron, the guy who hired him to implement these, are you not by implication denigrating him as well?
Yeah. So those of you in the hallway here who are saying that about me, bear in mind who I work with.
Yeah. If you're retired, still paying a mortgage, ask yourself this. After the mortgage, groceries, utilities, and everything else, how much is left each month? Prices keep going up, but your income doesn't. That's why more and more homeowners are turning to the reverse mortgage, are asking the reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary, to come out to their home and answer all their questions. Now, Mark has helped homeowners 62 years of age and older take control of their finances by using a reverse mortgage to eliminate monthly mortgage payments and to keep more of your money. You stay in your home, you keep the title, and finally get that breathing room that you've been desperately looking for. Mark's been doing this for over 30 years. And what I like about Mark, of course, he's a DeMatha guy, so number one, he's number one in my book. But he's local, he's honest, he'll meet you at your home. There's never any pressure or obligation whatsoever. So if you're ready to take control, stop the financial squeeze, call Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Democrat members of Maryland's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to detail the repercussions of newly announced tariffs on the Port of Baltimore. Lawmakers have sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick demanding answers about the costs for the American consumer and the potential impact on major ports, industries, and workforces. Baltimore City Police say four people have been arrested on stolen auto and burglary charges, and three of the suspects are juveniles. On Sunday evening, police were notified that a license plate reader got a hit on a stolen car. They were able to find the vehicle with the help of the Foxtrot Aviation Unit. When officers arrived, that was in the 500 block of Hoffman Street. The occupants of the vehicle all bailed. Police say a 14-year-old girl, two 17-year-old boys, and a 19-year-old woman fled into a vacant building, and officers were able to take them into custody. The 14-year-old and 17-year-olds were taken to the juvenile booking center, and the 19-year-old was taken to central booking. Baltimore police have released surveillance images of the suspects wanted in connection with the quadruple shooting at Greenmount and Venable Avenues on March 29. Three men between the ages of 18 and 60 were injured in the afternoon shooting, along with a 57-year-old woman. A Metro Crime Stopper says there is a reward of up to $4,000 for information leading to felony charges and an arrest in the case. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, Maryland AG Anthony Brown, police, the DEA, and Muncie are scheduled to announce the takedown of a drug trafficking organization today. Officials say the organization has been connected to violence and fentanyl overdoses in South Baltimore. Announcement is scheduled to take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three lottery number, 872, pick 4-6965, and now traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck that's northbound 95 coming up towards Washington Boulevard has been cleared. They're off the roadway now, so the backup north of the Beltway is easing, and it will finally start to help out the southbound side coming down from 395 at Camden Yards. They were looking at it and were backed up from there. We were backed up into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still backed up, and in turn, 95 is still backed up to the city-county line. The wreck that was southbound 895 after the Toll Plaza and before the Steel Bridge, all of that is gone. We're moving traffic there once again, but it's just like yesterday. All these backups are still there at the city-county line. It's going to be a long time for all that to settle down, barring any new problems. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays still around the area, 695. Construction, of course, underway. Didn't get a chance to mention that. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm brings us some rain tomorrow through the rest of the week. Today, another day of sunshine, 55 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 58. And widespread rain Friday, 56, the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tick-tock on the tax clock. For expert tax prep, hurry into Jackson Hewitt before the April 15th tax deadline. Don't worry, they're open early, late, and on weekends. To beat the crowds and the clock, book today at jacksonhewitt.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The news on Zach Eflin, not great after the Orioles' 4-3 loss last night to the Diamondbacks. Brandon Hyde in the postgame.
Results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week. And then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing, kind of back, him getting back throwing at that point.
Let's hope it's only a week, but then the inevitable follow-up from the reporters.
It's in rotation or just too soon to tell?
About it now.
Yeah, we just got the news during the game, so we're talking about it now.
All right. Well, let's hope it is only the week, but one start. But the Orioles fans have their experience with lat strains. Last year it was Grayson Rodriguez, and of course there are degrees to this injury now, but he suffered a lat strain. Rodriguez made his last start of 2024 on July 31st and was shelled for the season's final 2 months. Sad news to report from baseball. Former major leaguers Octavio Dotel and Tony Blanco were among the dozens who died after the roof of an iconic nightclub collapsed in the Dominican Republic early yesterday morning. Dotel won a World Series with the Cardinals, spent 15 years in the majors. Blanco was a Nats player back in 2005. NBA last night, what a game at Madison Square Garden.
White will spin and feed Porzingis for the lead. A 35-footer.
That one with 41 seconds left in overtime. The Celtics overcome the Knicks 119-115. Porzingis with 8 three-pointers. That was a career high. Score was actually 119-117. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma City, the Lakers' Luka Doncic was trash-talking with a fan, but the referee thought it was trash directed at him. So J.C. Orr tossed the Lakers superstar. OKC beats the Lakers 136-120. Men's lacrosse last night in Towson. What a game. The Tigers' Owen Scott, a freshman out of Calvert Hall, scored with 1 second to play in regulation to tie it, and then scored in double overtime to win it. 13-12, Towson over Loyola. And finally, a very special game tonight at Yardley Love Field on the campus of Notre Dame Prep. The ninth-ranked University of Maryland women's lacrosse team will host number 11 Virginia. That game at 6 p.m. The game is designated as the One Love game in association with the One Love Foundation that honors the memory of Yardley Love, a Blazers graduate and Cockeysville resident who played for the Cavaliers before she was murdered in 2010 by her ex-boyfriend. The time now is 8:37 when we return a twofer on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific.
Have you ever seen a triple play in person?
No.
No.
Neither have I. They're very rare. On this date, 1959, April 9th, 1959, the Orioles become the first team in MLB history to complete a triple play on opening day. 9-2, they lost to the Senators, but the triple play occurred. And then on this date in 1974, criticizing his team, getting on the stadium PA and saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, I suffer with you. I've never seen such stupid baseball playing in my life." This was Ray Kroc, the owner of the San Diego Padres. They were terrible at that time, apparently.
And the guy, McDonald's guy.
The former, right?
Yeah.
But he did not offer Big Macs to all the fans. I can vouch for that.
Okay.
But that's what he did. He got on the PA at the stadium in front of 39,000 fans on opening day and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I suffer with you." The reason why I bring that up, can you imagine in Baltimore if Peter Angelos, when the Orioles were in the desert back then from 1998 to 2012, if he ever got on the PA and said something like that? Never happened here in Baltimore.
No, because it could lead to a class action.
That's what happens when you have a lawyer that
always
owns
an attorney, right?
Exactly.
All right, Gary, thanks. A great history. 8:39, 21.
Burned so badly, you'd have to have asbestos to cut down.
21 minutes out before the hour of 9 o'clock. So we're talking about reparations here with Delegate Boucher. And the big question is that now that the Maryland, the Legislative Black Caucus was successful in getting the Reparations Commission seated or passed, 23 members, they're not paid. But by the way, guess what? They can have their expenses reimbursed.
Yeah.
Let's follow those expenses very closely over the next year or so, shall we? And see how much they rack up. You know, California, Illinois, and New York all passed reparations bill. I think California, I can't remember what the exact, it was in the billions. I think it was, in the billions of dollars. I think it was $8 billion or something like that.
It was a multiple of their annual budget.
Right. And they didn't have any money. They have not paid out a cent in reparations. Of course, comes the obligatory apology and then no money. And I think that's what they're angling for here eventually. But we'll have to wait and see. But Delegate Kaylin Young of the Legislative Black Caucus says it's not about paying anybody right now.
How do we pay for it? I think that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. Another, really? Compensation is another day. We need to really get into this and study and get into the weeds.
Oh, well, they want to establish the idea first as fact. Once their proposal is accepted as fact, then you have the negotiating room to say, oh, this is how much that fact is going to cost you.
Well, I think Senator Justin Reedy, Carroll County, makes a very good point here in that there's a history for reparations payments dating to the Holocaust.
And I question whether using taxpayer money would ever be appropriate in this context, even going back to when reparations were paid to survivors of the Holocaust. They went after companies, you know, that were involved, not after taxpayers.
Yeah, I don't know how what formula would work for taxpayers, because you had like this Anthony Johnson, who was the father of modern day chattel slavery. Does he pay or does he get reparations? He's a black man.
Yeah.
So you know, again, for the people that helped free the slaves, would they pay or would they get a credit? I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. So what Reedy is saying, companies that participated in this is where they went after with the Holocaust. But then Governor Moore was asked, would he sign the bill? And once again, in his slippery way that he usually dodges questions, here is what the governor said.
There is no doubt that the impact of slavery is still continues to be felt on the people of this state, the northernmost southern state in the entire country. But I also know that I've got hundreds of bills that I still have yet to go through. And when I look through it through a lens of making sure that we are being fiscally disciplined and responsible in this moment and investing in our people, that's how I'll make the decision about which bills get my signature.
It really was a yes or no question, Governor. Mm-hmm. Will you sign the bill? The Legislative Black Caucus, it passed the House, passed the Senate. Will you sign the bill? You're a black American and governor. And he won't commit himself to say yes or no. Instead, we get this gobbledygook. We get this this menage of get all this. I got hundreds of bills, and you know, slavery was it did impact us here in Maryland. And but I got to be this. We get these qualifiers.
Yeah, look, the idea somehow that this is anything other than it can be pretty clear defined. This is probably a moral issue or ethical issue. Should there be recompense to individuals today who never were slaves, from individuals who never were slaveholders? Because that's really what's being asked.
And when you're factoring in the money that you're allegedly going to come up with a figure, because that's what they do here in progressive Maryland, will you then also take into effect some of the remedies, quote-unquote, or cures, for instance, affirmative action? How do you place a value on that? How do you place a value on minority set-asides? How do you place a value on DEI and what role that has played in the overall reparations formula and argument?
Yeah. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, this is so bad. I feel so bad for these people coming through the tunnels. 895 just cleared the wreck that was there southbound right before the steel bridge. Now they're coming out of the toll plaza, and they were picking up speed, and now I'm not so sure there isn't another problem down towards a ramp at Potee Street because they're slowing again. Can't get a break. Still backed up all the way back through the tunnel, and we go back all the way back towards Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. 95 finally getting a little better. They had the incident earlier. It was near Washington Boulevard. Didn't really involve the southbound traffic, but they were looking at it, so that started a backup that went through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That is still backed up to the city-county line. So again, today, 35, 40-minute delays, and we're just crawling. And once again, just looking at you live here right after the toll plaza on 895. Something is happening again between there and Potee Street. Could be they're just removing that one vehicle that was there. But either way, they're getting another attack here on the southbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and 55 today. Then the rains come in Thursday and Friday. It's going to be nicer next week. So that's what our silver lining in the cloud. Right now, 36 in Edgewater and 35 in Laurel. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
The This is a remarkable story. So a woman near Philadelphia went into labor 10 days early on April Fool's Day and had to give birth at home. Now, mind you, she lives 2 minutes from the hospital. 2 minutes. So her husband wanted her to go, but apparently there wasn't time because, as some know, when that baby's ready, that baby wants to come out. It's coming out.
Yep.
And here, listen to the descriptions. Danielle Roberts and Brian Leach talking about the birth of their child.
I was due April 11th. April 1st, he decided to make his grand entrance. Like, it started to get more intense. So instead of it being like 10, 15 minutes apart, it was like 5 to 4 minutes apart. My concern was me trying to actually walk down the steps and then he slide out.
Just not understanding the pain. So at that point, I was like, I'm going to shut up. And then I'm going to just assist. And the next thing I know, the baby slid right like a water park.
I had his head, and then I just slid him out onto the bed.
I got to tell you, there are,
the vision, a visual of that.
There are so many women who are in labor for, like, my wife was in labor 17 hours with one of her kids. The idea of, oh, look, I'm pregnant, fine. Oh, here's a baby, fine.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be real nice.
That was. Well, both of my children, Hunter and Logan, both, Robin was, she only pushed maybe for 15 minutes. And they were both born within, by the time they were crowned to the time they were born, it was 20 minutes max. And we were very blessed, very fortunate. But slid right out like at the water park. I just can't imagine.
I had a friend, she wanted to have a, quote, natural birth until she got to the hospital and she had a really solid contraction. At which point she turned into Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Right.
She grabbed the collar of
epidural,
the doctor.
Epidural time.
And just said, you give me the drugs. No!
Speaking of drugs, I don't know what drugs he's on, but here's your congressman from Montgomery County, Jamie Raskin. He's all upset about the alleged co-equal branches of government.
Congress has the power of the purse to raise money and spend money. An Appropriations Act is a federal law, like the law banning assault on federal officers. It's not a budgetary negotiation. It's not a suggestion to the executive branch. If we say spend money on childhood education or cancer research, you spend that money. Congress is the lawmaking branch, the predominant branch, as Madison put it. And don't buy any of this fifth grade propaganda about three co-equal branches. First of all, co-equal's not even a word, okay? It's like extremely unique. But secondly, read Article 2 of the Constitution about the president. After all those pages about Congress, four short paragraphs. The most important one, Section 4, which is all about how you impeach a president for treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Teach your children to take care that the laws are faithfully executed.
All right, there you have it. So there he's now, a constitutional ignoramus. This is a guy apparently that prides himself on being a constitutional lawyer. There is a word, co-equal. Look it up in the dictionary, and you'll find out what it means, number one. Number two, yeah, there was great debate at the time. They didn't want a king, right? Mm-hmm. So they thought that maybe Congress would be the dominant branch because they do make the laws, but the executive branch would have to execute those laws, and the judicial branch would have to review those laws. They thought the judicial branch would be the least strong of the three branches. Yeah. But here's the point. They put in a series of checks and balances that did neutralize some of each of the branches. Of course, with the veto power and the spending power originating in the House and the executive power. All executive powers lie with the President of the United States. And until Marbury versus Madison in 1803, judicial review was just a suggestion. So, I mean, you look at this thing, and I don't know what constitution he has studied, or did he even read the Federalist Papers at all?
Well, my understanding is, in Middle English, the word raskin was a term that meant an empty vessel. So, I mean, that's what I believe. I've not had the chance to check it out yet, but it should if it doesn't.
Touche. 8:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practice more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
Those of you who are complaining that making things fair, then the price of your car might go up a little bit if you get it from Japan or you get it from Germany. Honestly, shut up. Where were you when dads couldn't afford to buy their kids their first car? Because used cars were 50% more minimum when Joe Biden was the president. Washington, D.C., you have no friggin' clue what we've been through the last 50 years. So how about sit down?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rob Carson, restrained, probably unrestrained, actually. Kind of thing.
More Democrats behaving badly. Mayor's new chief of staff, who got a salary increase 79%.
Yes.
He have a complaint alleging racial discrimination and a home lien for unpaid water and sewer bills are among the list of controversies surrounding Calvin Young. Who Baltimore, Brandon Scott, promoted this past week. So there's what is it with many of these Democrats?
It has to be race. Does it really?
Well, it's not only race, but they just have difficulties with their water bill.
Well.
Was it? It was Governor Moore. Wasn't it also Nick Mosby? And now Calvin Young.
And if I recall correctly, at the time that those all broke, Chuck Whitaker said that none of their excuses would hold water.
Yeah, exactly.
8:53.
I felt like a drip.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Charles.
What do you want? Talking to me now?
Chaz.
How's the flow?
I'll kill you when I see you. So help me God. Let's just start with 95 this time. Still backed up.
Let's do that.
Still backed up to the city-county line. You're going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and finally, at least at 395 at Camden Yards and out to the Beltway southwest side, you're moving at the posted limit. That's a switch. 895 still backed up, Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, trying to get through the tunnel. The problem is, once you get through the tunnel, you pay the toll. We had two different accidents southbound between Child Street, the K-Trust Bridge, and Poteet Street. It's moving again. I see the traffic northbound is also lightened up. The southbound traffic is moving a little better. It's going to take, I mean, here we are again, 9 o'clock. It's going to be 10:30, barring any new problems before all of this will settle down once again. Still some leftover slowing on the Beltway. JFX last check was good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather channel forecast, it is sunny and 55 today, and then rain is heading into our area Thursday and Friday, but still a bit cooler than usual. It's going to warm up next week, we are being told, and of course Kim is expecting those results.
You were so excited to hear the temps this morning.
Yes, thank you.
36 in the Dundalk. Let's look over Middle River where Kim just arrived from. Yeah, it's 35 there, so a little bit chilly.
Yeah. I don't want to talk
Kid
about
Plastic Live coming up next.
This is brutal. I don't want to talk about it at all. All right, so we got two guests coming on today, one being Sally Taylor from Carroll County. She has thrown her hat in the ring for a delegate, and she's running in District 5. I don't know if that primary is going to be crowded, but there is already a couple of people that have thrown their hat in that ring. And I'm excited about it because I do believe there are a lot of people talking about the fact that Republicans can only get stronger from here, I would assume, in the Maryland General Assembly. I know that former
she's an excellent person.
Oh, yes.
I've known her for years, and she really is soul of the earth and knows her stuff. She'd be a great candidate.
Oh, yeah. So she'll join us at 9:35. She helped a lot with my campaign as well, both in 2020 and in 2024. So I love her dearly, but she'll join us and talk about some of the issues. Also, Brian, the producer, he let me know that I do have a guest coming on at 11 o'clock that we don't usually get here. Nino Mangione, the delegate.
Nino Mangione. I'm familiar with the name.
Yeah. So this was huge.
I thought it was going to be Wes Moore for a second. You got me all excited about that.
I sent over for that. You know who else is avoiding me? The Boulder County Executive, Kathy Klausmeier.
Oh, really?
I have asked time and time again if she could come in, and I don't even get a response. And it's interesting because there are a lot of Republicans that called my show while they were trying to find the intern, saying that she was great, she works across the aisle, and she's a little more conservative as a Democrat. I can't get a hold of her.
Well, when you reach her eventually, would you ask her to see if Larry Hogan will return my calls?
Yeah. I'll probably hear from her before you hear from Larry.
Yeah, I got a better chance on that one.
Yes. And we'll talk to Delegate Nino Mangione. Obviously, they just wrapped up this session. I thought it was interesting because some people are saying they're going to have a special session in the fall to probably add more taxes and fees. But I do recall last year, a lot of us were asking for a special session to handle the juvenile crime.
Yep.
And they couldn't call one for that. But when it comes to money, of course, they're ready to go. But then, again, this is what Democrats do, I think, always here in the state of Maryland. Doge, Elon Musk, they found a lot of illegal immigrants using Medicaid. We're going to get into that. This is an issue here in the state of Maryland, and we found out about that because of Senator Bill Ferguson, a Democrat, saying that Medicaid was out of control here in the state. And I do believe we have a lot of illegal immigrants taking advantage of
I brought that
program
up to Senator Reedy one day, and he said he didn't know how many.
Yeah.
But technically, they're not supposed to get Medicaid unless it's for emergency purposes. So they go to the ER. Medicaid would pick up that bill.
Yeah.
But I think it's been... Mr. Gracias, I think, that we played earlier, 1.3 million.
Yeah.
And that's just tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And he's saying thousands of them have been registered to vote, and and many more are voting.
And they have driver's license, which is interesting, because they're above and beyond, you know, my community as far as getting IDs.
In VA, they're forbidden to ask, are you a citizen? But they're required to say, would you like a voter ID card?
Right, exactly.
And again,
it's crazy.
And now with Real ID, which goes in, I think, in early May, it's going to be very interesting to see how they manage all of that. So it's crazy.
Well, hopefully we'll get a number here soon, but we got lots to talk about today.
All right, very good. Kim Klasick Live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. I want to tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. It just came out, just saw the study. Was it the Epoch Times in which they talked about some statin drugs are causing problems with people's side effects and with health. So I want to make sure you tune in Sunday morning. We'll talk about that on Rescue Healthline. But right now, if you're waking up stiff and achy from working out or just aging, we all get certain. I played football for all the way through college and have some aches and pains from that. But I will tell you that my main area, my left knee, which I tore my ACL, it used to really, really bother me. I started taking Glyco Plus, which is the glycomarine and the UC2 collagen, and I wake up, it's not stiff, it's flexible, I have no pain in that knee, and no side effects whatsoever. So liver function good, kidney function good, all that stuff is good. So it'll help you as well. Glyco Plus, right now you can buy one, get one free, use the coupon code RELIEF. R-E-L-I-E-F, and you can order at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, or you can order online at res-q.com.
All right. The pain doesn't usually start for Sean until I walk into his office.
Yes, that is usually about 4:30 every morning. I just get this really strong stabbing pain. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM, and until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.